Hello,
is Aptar there?
Who?
Aptar.
Can I ask who's speaking, please?
This is Kirpal.
Who?
Kirpal.
Okay, 1 minute, please.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, I was just calling because I live down the street from you and your daughter come to my house today and she kicked my dog.
Pardon?
Your daughter come to my house today.
Uh-huh.
And she come on my property and then she kicked my dog. And now my dog needs operation.
She kicked your?
She kicked my dog.
And she kicked your dog?
Yes.
Which daughter?
The one who just answered the phone.
No.
What?
No.
Yes, she did. I saw her and then I saw her at your house.
And
why did she do it?
I don't know. She didn't say.
She did? She's lying. She's lying to you, fucking guy.
Where from you speaking?
I am speaking from my house.
Where do you live?
Down the street from you.
Huh?
You know where I live. My dog. She kicked it and now I'm going to fuck her.
You live, I know. I don't know.
Don't lie, you fucking guy.
Hey, why? Don't talk like that.
Fuck you. You know damn right what you do.
Where do you live? Who kicked your dog?
Your daughter kicked my dog.
Which daughter?
You know damn right.
You bastard.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Why you kicked my dog?
Hello? Can I ask you speaking, please?
You know damn right. It's
Who's
Kirpal.
This?
It's Kirpal.
Who's Kirpal? We don't know Kirpal.
Yeah, sure do. You kicked my dog today.
Dog?
Dog.
No one's even been out.
You don't act stupid. You tell your dad that I am going to sue him. He's going to go to jail.
Okay, where the hell do you live?
I live on your street.
On my street?
You know.
You say that one of us have kicked your dog.
Yes.
Where about do you live?
You know damn right.
No, we do not know damn right. We don't even know you.
Yes, you do.
Why? Where the hell do you live?
You don't ask dumb question.
You live on Manitou?
No, you just shut up. You try to confuse. I'm going to call the police. And then you're going to go to jail.
You damn right call the police because we don't know what the hell
you do not
about.
Tell me damn right.
Yeah,
you do not swear at me.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm going to kill you.
You gonna kill him?
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. You just tell your dad that I'm going to get my lawyer and he's going to arrest you.
I don't know who the hell he is.
Hanji?
Okay, you just go ahead, okay? Because we don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You don't ever tell me the fuck. You what, say bad word.
You talk to us this way when you have no proof.
Fuck you, you. You do not tell me fuck you. Okay, you? You
please
know.
Please just get lost, okay?
Fuck you.
Shut up.
You're going to jail.
Who the hell you are and you're following us with all these obscene...
Shut up.
I don't
shut
know
up.
You.
You shut up, you.
Don't tell me to shut up. I do not
shut
know
up, you stink. You
oh, you
better.
Stink too.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
I do not stink.
I think you do.
Fuck you. Just because I'm Becky does not mean I stink.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
That's not... I love Marie. Marie thinks it... The way Marie said it, you would think I was just making out with a guy all night. We did more on Valentine's Day.
Okay, I want to know.
Just guys. No, let me tell you the whole. Let me start.
You want to say about the picture? Both your eyes are closed.
That's so passionate.
Dude, I had to steal.
It's like Lemon Party without the nudity and the hotness.
You read my. I swear to you, I made the same joke on my own picture. Go, wow, I just noticed both our eyes closed. That's so passionate. Because I was like, oh, God, they're closed. So I can't even go. It's a goof. My eyes are closed.
Wasn't a goof.
Anyway,
you're supportingly cupping his thighs.
No, hold on.
And leaning back so the weight is proportionate. He has his legs wrapped around you like a little kid.
Supportingly cupping his thighs. It's an under the leg dick raise.
Okay, well, whatever.
So anyway,
I think it'd be weirder if you were sitting into each other's eyes.
Into each other's butts.
It'd be weirder if he had his hand on you, the back of your head. That would be weirder.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. It is Tuesday, February 24th, 2015. I am Joel Dutch Vimmerin here with Royce Lopez.
Yellow.
Marie Lopez.
Jello.
Mitch Lopez.
I love this song.
Sherry Lopez.
Mellow.
Sean Lopez.
This is so weird.
Hola.
That's it,
and
Royce.
Is D. Lopez on as well or no?
Yay! Hi, D.
Hi.
A lot of Lopez's and
apparently
Lopez
we
guy.
D. Lopez.
Did we all get married this weekend?
I'm going to be a Lopez.
Apparently so. You guys want to get in touch with us. The number is 954-573-2780 and ask us why there's so many Lopez's on the show. Or you can just join us live. If you're listening to the podcast, join us live at morelikeradio.com/live. And if you are a podcast,
say live
and you
more.
See, if you want to see our lovely faces during the live show, you do that. But if you also want to see it, the replays, go to Vimeo.com and just search More Like Radio, right, Royce?
Yes, that is correct.
How many times are you going to say live?
We don't plug the Vimeo thing enough, I don't think.
2-2 Live Crew.
Let's get a few more hits on that one.
He uses his hands.
How many
hands?
What
did I do wrong?
Nothing.
I thought I was very professional
in the opening. You did right, actually.
Everything is excellent.
Everything is awesome.
Oh, God.
Well, they didn't
win. Can we talk
an Oscar.
About that for a second?
Yeah, we can talk about that for a second. Do you know how fucking patronizing that was? Do you know how patronizing that was when they don't nominate it for Best Movie, but then they play the song there? Now you're just being dicks.
But then
I think it was nominated for Best Song, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what I mean.
It was, but it didn't win. But they gave out other Oscars of Lego form to people, and that was awesome of them.
I wonder what Phil and Chris think about that.
I don't know.
Do they think it was patronizing?
I sent him a text.
What did he say?
He hasn't replied. I'm sure he's busy. No. But I did send him a text. Congratulations.
Can we get him on the show tonight? Do you think he's going to be
tonight?
Up?
Tonight? Probably not tonight.
I don't think that he's a on whim kind of guy.
Yeah.
No.
Not anymore. Now he's fucking Hollywood. We'll get him on. He promises.
Remember when we were talking to him when he was only they only knew him from Clone High?
Don't worry, he still calls Marie sweetie, so we're fine.
No, it was
nice.
Love.
Love. He still calls Marie love, so we're fine.
He's using the Hollywood things where they just like, let me tell you something, love.
Let's do coffee.
For people to know what we're talking about, it's Phil Lord and Chris
Say
Miller,
it
the
right.
directors of the Lego Movie.
Super director.
Best friend.
America's Phil Lord and Chris Miller. I have to add an adjective every time. It's really long. The name's getting really long.
I was trying to describe like the genesis of our relationship with those two guys to Kelsey the other day, and she was like, "Really, those guys like your show?" And it's like, "Yeah, I don't."
And she was like,
"Hey,
I hate
what
Phil
are you
Collins.
Saying?"
I don't get it either.
Nobody does. I think it's because we were one of the first shows to interview them ever. Mm-hmm. Like, because it was just Clone
yeah,
High.
Yeah, we were part of the Clone High fandom when there was 10 people in the Clone High fandom.
Woo! 6 of which were us.
Essentially, we brought it back. We brought them to where they
you
are
know what?
Now.
You're right. He should thank us. Get that ungrateful director on the phone.
I expect when he does win an Oscar, we need to be in the thank you
if
speech.
If he doesn't thank us in the Oscars, me and him are going to fucking beef. We're going to start beefing.
Yeah, it's not because of the hard work those two guys did to get themselves into the directing game.
Shut up.
It was
Don't defend them.
Of Clone High.
Don't defend them.
It's our five interviews with them.
Six. Listen.
They've never said no to us, though.
No, they have not. They have not, and they still haven't. So I'm just waiting. They said that they want to do the interview after the whole Oscar thing blows over, which is fair enough. I get it. It's fine.
Really, though? Tegan and Sarah and Lonely Island?
What do you want?
What the fuck was that?
What do you want?
I don't want Tegan and Sarah.
They actually wrote the song, I think.
No, they didn't. It was one producer. Do you remember the story that we had when he was on the phone? It was one guy who wrote it.
Then they performed it or something, because they are accredited on the album.
Or just credited.
I actually...
Marie, if you don't fix that, I'm going
to... Shut up! There's a whimsical...
Oh, shit.
There is a whimsical elf.
Oh, shit.
Right now.
Hold on. I'm panicking. There's, I don't...
By the way, Marie's high.
Except... Alt-F.
Oh, God!
I don't know how...
Where did this start? Retard. Oh, my God.
I don't know how to undo my screen. Royce, no, I'm serious. Okay. Oh, thank God I found it. Sorry. I clicked on something in Skype and it like completely froze my screen.
And I wonder why we can't get professional interviews. This is weird.
I know. Shit. I love that we were just talking about the interviews and then I started
the famous people that like us.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. How do I? Okay. I'm just going to have to tell her to call back.
Talk in your head, you know, like thinking so we can keep talking.
No, let her melt down some more. This is fun.
I'd rather have that, yeah. Because I had a meltdown before the show because everything was going wrong on my end. And I was like, hey, Marie, if this goes bad, could you run the intro just in case? And she's like, I'm high.
Hi, LOL.
I'm high. And I was like, oh, no.
Is it that? Okay.
What are you doing?
It's fucking Skype. Okay, add to call. All right.
Upon a star.
Okay. Got it this time. Hi, Jesse. Sorry.
Hello.
So, guys, this is Jesse, our friend.
Jesse!
Hi, Jesse, our friend.
Hi!
We have friends?
Yay. We do have friends.
I was going to ask you, what did you guys do this weekend?
Yeah, so I asked her to call in because of this weekend.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
so many
Jesse
stories.
Jesse can explain it.
Story.
Please, tell us what you invited us to, because it was you that sent us the invite.
Yes. So, two, like, favorite things, Game of Thrones and dancing a lot. So Hodor from Game of Thrones is like a really awesome DJ, apparently. And he goes around and tours the world as a DJ and people come to his shows and they dress up.
Really?
Yup.
Yes.
A Rave of Thrones.
What's the name of Thrones. He's actually going with that name? Like, what's his DJ name?
I Hodor, can't
say Christian Nairn.
Yeah, the thing on his, like, DJ stand was, like, Christian Narn something?
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Is that his name?
Narnia.
I think it's his name.
Yeah, that's his name. That's the actor's name.
Gotcha. That's not his DJ name?
No.
Oh.
You should have stuck with Hodor.
Yeah, just stick with Hodor. That's what people know you as.
People were chanting Hodor.
You got a good thing going there.
Anywho, so... It was Jesse, me, Royce, and then Ramcat Jackson and Buttercup Sunset and another friend of ours named Roxy that all went out to this thing on Friday night in Tampa. And Mike actually met up with us.
Mershy Poo?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he met up with us there later. But, I mean, the thing was, there was a pretty big club. It was definitely a rave.
Is Hodor a pretty good DJ?
No, he's actually a really good DJ.
Yeah, he wasn't
surprisingly bad. I thought it would be a gimmick, but he's pretty good. But before he went on, they had two other guest DJs dropping the fat wobbles, as a kid say.
Right.
And
did your guy have spray painted on abs?
Which guy? The DJ?
The pre-Hodor DJ.
Guy that looked like, what's his name?
Dave Navarro?
No. Yeah, well, yeah, he looked like Dave Navarro, but the...
All the pre-DJs were, I think, were local to the city, so I don't think I don't think they travel them. But they now I know. He was traveling with two girls. Like we call them the John Crow dancers because they were dressed as John Snow dancers. They were dressed as John Snow dancing, and then there was a midget, a little person, dwarf. I don't know.
The best part.
Yeah.
Oh.
This little midget. This little midget was ripped, okay?
He was the happiest person you've ever seen.
He had one move.
I think I was happier watching him because I always get really excited if I can ever find anyone smaller than me. Dee knows how happy I get when I see someone smaller than me.
She always thinks I'm shorter, but we're the same height.
Yeah, we see each other. We're like, man, Dee's so small. And then we stand next to each other. We're the same size. He was ripped. It was like a baby Vin Diesel. Yeah. Awesome.
There you go.
It was like juice from Sons of Anarchy, but in miniature form.
So baby Vin Diesel is pumping his... he has one move. His one move is he has a plastic sword in his hand and he's just pumping.
Sword pump.
That's all. All night. Every song.
Sword pump.
Just sword
all
pump.
All day long.
And he was on that stage for a long time doing that sword pump. And man, he was selling it hard.
Now, there was a lot of cast of characters there. Of course, they're in the audience of a rave. One was a Dr. Glowstick, I believe. I don't know if he's a real doctor.
I don't know where he got his medical degree
from. He was wearing a lab coat, but he kind of seemed to be just handing out a lot of glow sticks to people.
He gave me a very strange handshake, like all fingers handshake, and then he like gave me a bracelet.
All fingers.
I don't know. Fingers. I felt violated.
Well, you also had the dude that had the LED fingertip gloves that was like fingertipping, raving
in my face.
By the way, a rave is the only place where you socially are allowed to walk up to somebody with your fingers and just go.
It's like I was sitting too close to the TV. I did not appreciate that. Like, get your fingers out of my face, sir. I did not ask for that. I did not want
If you're rolling, it's the greatest thing in the world, though.
It's fantastic.
I was not on enough drugs to enjoy it. I felt like I was. He was so close to me. I was like, what are you doing? Stop doing this.
No, but it's okay.
Your fingers in my face.
He was dressed as a teddy bear, so it's fine.
So, yeah, that's not pedophile.
So the funniest part was that Jesse was dressed up as Khaleesi, and the funniest part is a dude comes up who's also dressed as Khaleesi and comes and starts talk to her. So
do you guys have pictures of anything that happened there?
I've been posting them.
So then she starts talking to him, and of course the first thing you assume is, oh, probably a gay dude, you know, cool, funny. Then it turns out, well, Jesse, he started hitting on you.
Yeah. No. Okay. So when Mark and I got pulled out for the costume contest, that's where we met this little guy, and he's like pale, frail, fresh out of jail. Like he had all the characteristics. Like he looked better than half the girls there. He's very skinny. He looked the part. I was like, dude, this is awesome. I just found my new gay best friend just now. So he comes back to our like little VIP thing and is talking to me, and we're talking about stuff, and he's like, so, let me get your number. I was like,
you fooled me, man.
I'm actually engaged. And he's like, really? He's like, where's your fiance? I'm like, shit, I need backup. So I turn around to point at Mark. Mark is sleeping on the couch.
Mark fell asleep in a rave.
Yeah, Mark fell asleep in a rave.
It's
weird.
So loud. I can't even communicate with this person that I don't want to give him my number. And Mark is sleeping on the couch. So I continue turning, still pointing, and Royce is standing. Yeah, Royce is standing like right behind me. And I'm like, oh, there he is right there. And Royce waves at me.
Looks
up. I was like, yes, perfect, got it.
Royce is just doing like a, hey, Jesse, how's it going, wave?
And she's like, yeah, that's totally the guy.
Meanwhile, male Carlisi's like, oh, man.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Now he's got to go.
He's with the mountain tonight.
This is very funny. So anyway, Hodor was, DJ Hodor, I won't call him by his real name. DJ Hodor was very good. I was surprised too, because you know, you think it's a gimmick, you think it's like, oh, it's just, you know, because he's,
I was just there for the midget.
When we
personally
went to go see, guys,
me too.
Remember when we went to go see The Orange Is the New Black chicks DJ? They were terrible.
Oh, yes, quite awful.
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
They're really bad. They're not good.
Is that a thing now? Celebrities trying to do. I know Paris Hilton did it like a while ago. I didn't know it was still a thing though.
Yeah, because you know, you could do one thing, you're talented, you could do everything, right? I mean, remember Bruce Willis's great singing album? He only needed one. That's how good it was.
Do not disrespect my boy Bruce Willis.
The blues as sung by Bruce Willis.
Exactly.
Yeah. Blues Willis, as I used to call him back when he was a senior.
So Dee and Sean were actually in South Florida this weekend, and Hodor was traveling south. So we saw the Tampa show Friday night, but you two saw the Fort Lauderdale show with John Saturday, right?
Yes, they were hanging out with John Boy in South Florida.
Yeah, we went down.
What is Cakes like at a rave?
John is it's just John.
He was obsessed with this fucking guy that kept hitting on this underage girl and bringing her like drinks. And then every time the guy would walk away, they'd kind of make fun of him. And John's like, a part of me wants to tell him, but a part of me just hates him because he's such a douchebag and he won't stay away from her.
This guy
he was like
obsessed. No more than 5 feet away from this girl at any given time during the rave. Because at Revolution, where the club is, there's a second story. So John and I were pretty much up on the rafters watching, like right on the side of the stage. And you know, just hanging out up there and watching like the whole crowd and shit. And this guy just keeps following this girl around, and you can see the big fucking X on her hand. And it's like, nope, that girl's not 21.
Maybe she was just a CM Punk fan.
Her whole booty was sticking out too.
Yeah, it was whole nice. Booty. It was really nice.
Speaking of booty,
19-year-old booty was nice.
Jesse, I don't know if you got any awful pickup lines, but I know Tina got an awful pickup line.
I love this line.
Did you get hit on?
Yeah, like, I was with her. I was with her when she got hers.
What happened?
It was awesome.
Yeah, please tell the story.
We're about to go into the bathroom, and this guy pulls Tina aside, and he's like, "Listen, whatever black girl you stole that booty from, you need to give that back to her." And she's like, "Oh, thank you."
That doesn't even make sense.
No, nobody said she needs it.
She needs it.
She needs it.
There's a black girl out there sans booty.
She needs a booty back. Give it to her.
Yeah.
I missed the "she needs it" part, but
she needs it.
She needs a booty back.
Black girl, you stole that booty from. Better give that back to her. I was like, what just happened? Oh my God. Are we safe? Where'd Mark go?
He's asleep.
Yeah, he's sleeping. Damn it.
And then we also bumped into those two go-go dancers in the bathroom. And
yeah,
they were getting ready to go.
I had no idea who I was.
Yeah, they had never seen Game of Thrones in their life, and they're in these like skimpy little black leotards.
Oh my God, what are you wearing?
They had to wear these skimpy black like onesie leotards with a mini black cape, and they're like, "I don't know who I'm supposed to be. It's some sort of main character or something." And I'm like, "That's Jon Snow?" They're like, "Yeah, that's the one."
I guess.
They knew nothing. They really knew nothing.
They knew nothing, Jon Snows.
Snoses?
Here I am. I go to school. Like, yeah. I'm dressed like completely up, and they're like, "Which one are you?" I was like, "Girl.
Which one are you?
Come on." There is only one. Okay, never mind.
Which, by the way, I would like to say the girls fucking braved the shit out of that. So, as you are aware, we are in Florida, and I know, fuck the rest of the world, and there's blizzards.
And by the way, I want to, before I hear, "Oh, you caught a cold," shut the fuck up, okay?
Okay,
shut
so
the fuck
I
up.
Was so cold.
For us, it's cold.
That was our coldest night of the year
to
date.
It was like in the high 20s, okay?
And
Mitch, you ready?
And we had to get from the car to
that
the
t-shirt.
Shut up!
So glad.
Yeah, it was negative six here. That was really cold.
Okay,
shut
well,
up.
We were all dressed in nothing. Basically, our body parts were exposed, and we had to wait in a club line outside, and none of us brought our coats because we knew there would be no coat rack inside because it's Florida. Why would they have a coat rack? And we didn't want to carry it in a rave.
So it wasn't really 20 degrees, though.
There's a better chance.
It was in the low 30s because it was already past, you know, it was nighttime.
So by that, you mean it was in the 40s?
No, really. It was actually
in the 30s.
No. Was it really?
It was
okay.
Like
we had to bring our plants in, man. That's fucking big for us.
Yeah, then we have to cover them with sheets.
Yeah.
All of our tropical, luscious fruit cannot take that cold.
The moment it hits 31, oranges die and freak out and have seizures and don't know what to fucking do. Oranges just cannot handle it. Oh, God! Why? And they'll die.
As it dips from 40 to 30, they're like, no!
And yeah.
It's awful. Anyways, we had to wait in that line.
Oh, my God!
There was no one in the club. They weren't letting us walk through. And we had to, and so what we did is we made a bubble because since Mark was Jon Snow, he had a long cape all the way down to his feet.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed one corner of his cape and then Roxy grabbed the other corner of his cape. And Jesse was in the middle of all of us in this like triangle.
What do you want from me?
And so we were bubbling. And so we were this one giant Jon Snow orb bubble. And we were like, all right, the line's moving again. And then we're like, waddle, 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 waddle.
Yeah, as one crazy. Unit.
And then you had the sassy.
But in the meantime, we came up with a great idea for a new business. And it's Jon Snow's Capes, where the commercial.
Hi, I'm Jon Snow.
Is it cool as fuck out here?
I'm telling you, that's the next business. That motherfucker can make some money. I might know nothing, but I know something about capes.
I don't know.
You're not even going
to come down to Jon Snow's Capes.
I was going to say, at least attempt the voice, don't.
No. Jon Snow, after he left, he lived in New Jersey for about 15 years, picked up the accent.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Come down and get a fucking cape.
Hello, I'm Jon Snow. Is it cold as fuck outside? Buy one of these fur-ass capes I got. Oh, keep the shit warm.
How about the guy that was doing, like, PSA pat-downs as we were walking in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but all of us raised our hands up in the air, and each time he's like, you guys don't have to raise your arms.
But they did it anyway.
We're like,
ah. But we just don't care. We have to.
Yeah, we have to.
Did they pat you guys down for real?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They were looking. I asked him, I was like, what are you guys looking for? He's like,
that ass.
People bring swords in here. They're looking for swords and stuff.
That's what, when I asked them what they were looking for, he goes, a black girl reported her booty missing. And they were looking for it.
Sean really liked that joke.
So they found it.
Very funny.
I believe they found it. But the problem is the black guys, they weren't mean. They were doing TSA pat downs.
What do you want from me?
But they wanted a joke with everybody too. Like they were like, I'm going to make a one line of joke. I'm like, it's too fucking
man,
cold.
Hey, man, you got a big dick. Look at this piece of
that's
shit.
That's great. Can I go inside, please?
Throw in your pocket.
We get that you're all former cops, but can we please go inside?
See, that makes me angry because, you know, I didn't purposely bring any weed with me for purposes because it's Fort Lauderdale and I'm like, yeah, you know, I might have a warrant in this town, so I'm not gonna fucking bring any weed with me
down.
So I just went in there and I was like, they didn't even touch, they didn't, not one thing. I showed them my ID, they put a wristband on me, and I walked in the front
and
door.
By the way,
yeah, they look at you and there's like, he is not a threat at
and
all.
And by the way, fucking Hershey, because then Merce shows up and he totally didn't have Molly with him, so they didn't find anything, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no one in there was on any sort of illegal substances.
That's
right?
Not true, Mitch. Everybody was.
Oh, I had rolled a bunch of blunts and like, you know, but I didn't bring one with me and I was pissed about it.
Oh, Mitch, you were confusing a rave with a cave again. That's the problem.
I get them confused so
Which
much.
Which one has bears in it? Well, hold on. A gay rave.
I got a story about the guy asking me if I wanted.
You're hairy.
Coke,
you're so
like,
hairy like a bear.
Sorry, go ahead.
So we were dancing and stuff and I was getting late and this sketchy little man came up to me and was like, hey,
I'm Mersh.
It's really loud too.
Hey,
he
I'm
like,
Mersh.
You're doing coke? You want to do coke? I was like, no, man. You got Diet Coke? He's like, what? Do you want to do coke? I was like, oh my God. No.
You didn't get it at first? That's great.
Oh, no.
I asked for Diet Coke. I thought he had like Coke Zero or something.
Yeah, so Jessie's the girl that she's very adorable in every way, shape, and form.
Let's just say
Disney princess.
Hypothetically, let's say somebody may have asked Jessie, do you want to buy any party favors? And she goes, like what? Bats and stuff? Or what did you say? Like party
beads.
Balloons? Beads and party balloons?
Beads.
She didn't understand.
That's hilarious.
What are... No, seriously,
Jesse,
guys.
I have a question. Did you go to a Christian high school?
No. I went to performing arts high school. Everyone was
same
gay.
Thing.
I majored
thing.
In ballet.
May as well be the exact same thing.
No, but seriously, I'm not getting it. What are party favors?
Like, oh, you
party hats.
And the little dick-shaped whistles you blow in.
Frosting.
Jessie's adorable and blonde, but the first time I introduced her to Marie and Royce, she goes, oh, thank God you guys are here. There's a bunch of Trayvons outside.
I'm telling you.
That's awful.
She's a drunk 40-year-old man stuck in a little girl's body. It's ridiculous.
So my new favorite moment of Jessie was I was getting to watch the end of one of their dress rehearsals for Moxie La Femme as I was meeting for the More Like Radio Live 3 event coming up April 25th. What is it?
25th. Nice plug, Marie.
Thank you. And she was rehearsing in her ballet slippers, but holding a Newcastle.
Oh, yeah. She's
because I'm classy.
So she's like doing her pliés and stuff and then just taking swigs of her beer at the same time. I couldn't even focus on the meeting. I could not.
I'm a classy lady.
You should just do all of your numbers drinking a beer.
They did a drunken nutcracker, her and the other girl, Alexis.
She Jessie really is like if Black Swan and Precious made a movie together. Like it was, that's what she is.
Wait, how is it also like Precious?
Just, you know, problems and just darkness and a lot of
I thought
people.
It was like a fat Whoa. Person eating out a black comedian's pussy.
Okay, you know what? That scene, just because you rewound it a bunch of times to watch it, Dutch, doesn't mean that's
hey,
the only thing that
happened.
Don't
tell me what happened. I can and can't jerk off to.
Whoa.
He's very adamant about his jerk off material. It's fucking ridiculous.
He has choosy. Hey, stay choosy.
Yeah. choosy pedophiles choose Dutch.
1 out of 10 rapists agree. Anywho. Is that it for the Rave of Thrones stories?
Unless
we,
you guys
are
had
we missing
some,
anything?
Did you get D, Sean?
How come you guys
happened?
Got fire breathers?
Yeah,
or
what the
fire,
fuck was that?
Fire
we
sorters.
Dancing with fire.
You guys got to breathe fire?
No, not them. They didn't breathe fire.
No. They had
bitches
dancers.
On stage.
Yeah, bitches up there dancing with fire. And
bitches love it when you call them bitches, by the way.
Bitches love it when you
call them. Oh, yeah. I call them all the time. They love it, too.
And then the little Puerto Rican midget was there, too. I kept screaming at him from the...
Yeah, Sean was terrified.
I wasn't terrified. I was just letting everybody else know that there was a midget down there on stage in case that they weren't aware that there was one there on
they
stage.
Were aware.
That's not appropriate.
Everyone
though.
Was aware. And by the way, real quick, something else. They were guarding Hodor because of some insurance liability. No one could get within like 5 feet of him. It was ridiculous.
He was behind he was like behind a gate.
Yeah, it was
they had barricades up in front of the stage and there was like 5 feet of space in front of the stage and then the pit and it was just like, why? But the stage is elevated above the pit, so they it was weird.
Okay, well, first of all, it is Florida.
Yeah, and South Florida, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I would have those extra precautions if I was a wedding DJ, I would need that.
The amount of Cubans in that place was disgusting.
Well, you were a wedding DJ at my wedding, and no one killed you. Shut up.
Yeah, because he was on a raised stage.
And I was in North Florida. I was in Orlando at Disney.
Orlando's not any safer. There's Puerto Ricans there. That's just terrible.
Brazilians.
Oof.
Smelly Brazilians.
Jesse has a problem with minorities, I think.
And they don't even speak Spanish. They speak Portuguese. You can't trust somebody that speaks Portuguese. It's like French.
You know, I have like 5 siblings from Brazil, right?
Yeah, and they're terrible, I'm sure.
Yes. I was actually agreeing with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were agreeing with me.
No, I was backing you up. I was just going like, you know what? He has a point, and I have 5 siblings from Brazil.
I don't really...
Terrible Brazilians, penguins. These are things Dutch and I bond over. Yeah,
okay. Exactly.
Stop kicking penguins,
and
guys.
And terrible Brazilian penguins.
Terrible Brazilian penguins. Oh, those are awful. Worse.
Brazilian penguins, I will...
Obrigado. Fuck you, penguin.
Well, Jessie, I don't know if you want to stick around or not. I don't know what your evening is like, but thank you for the stories.
By the way, I'm adding you as a friend on Facebook right now.
Oh, God.
Who is this?
This is Dutch. Oh, my other name is Joel, but
his other name.
These idiots
his
other call me
name. And his password.
His Christian name.
Yep, my phone password is Joel.
Every password is
Excellent.
Joel. Don't lie to us. All right.
Alrighty, well, good night, guys.
Good night, Jessie.
Rub-roo.
Oh, it's Markled.
Bye. Night. Bye.
She will more than likely be at the live event, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, she'll be there.
She's part of
Moxie
LaFemme.
She is hot!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, Marie didn't hang up. What's up?
What? Hi, Jesse. No, Jesse, you're hot. I'll tell you your face. I'm just looking at your pictures face. Right now.
Girls love
I'll tell you your face through Skype.
I'll tell you her face ear.
I think she knows.
I'll tell you your side hole. Oh,
she used to play a Disney princess, for real.
And her I can totally see her.
And her sister still does.
Holy
shit. Her sister's Ariel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see, like, the internet? Like, or not internet?
Well, yeah, I've seen the internet.
I've seen the internet.
It's insane. Yeah, no. There's so much stuff on there.
You can do on that
thing. There's so many.
Wait, I missed it. What's the internet?
You can't pause for a second on this stupid fucking show. You're the one surfing on the internet.
Wow, that was bad. Ooh, he got fucking murdered for no reason. Sorry, Dutch, go ahead.
Tell me more about this internet.
I was going to say,
let him talk.
The internet stopped, and then I paused. I was like, no, not the internet, mainly the Chive. The Chive lost their mind over the real-life princess from Frozen.
Now, those are the people that make toppings for baked potatoes, right?
Wait, no, if you change the subject and not ask me how my weekend was, I'm going to be pissed at you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because Sherry went to Vegas.
You know what, Sherry, you're right. I don't know how to run a radio show or segue into things we were just talking about. Let's go to you. What's up?
How dare you? Well, no, because I actually have interesting stories, and I'm so excited to share them.
She went to Vegas.
Yes, Vegas.
For no reason.
And I can tell you details after. I almost got kicked off a plane.
What?
I accidentally went to a rave. I danced on a bar at Coyote Ugly. I convinced people.
All right, hold on. Stop. Don't give us all the highlights. Start from the beginning.
Now you're excited.
I know you're excited.
I'm excited.
So
I'm super excited too. But okay, what happened?
I got to sit next to this really amazing woman named Sherry on the plane. We pretty much became best friends by the end of the flight. And there were some African Americans sitting behind us who did not like us.
Blacks.
We were so loud. The flight attendants hushed us at least four times over the intercom.
Over the intercom.
After the second time, maybe both of you, what was your name again?
Sherry.
Okay, so both Sherry should probably go, ooh, we're the problem.
Maybe it's those other two Sherrys sitting next to you.
Did you guys sing Sherry Baby?
Sherry might have been during their initial announcement.
You're so tone deaf.
Like, we're in love with each other before the initial announcements, okay? And...
So, I imagine this just went where you sat down and you were like, hi, I'm Sherry. And she went, I'm Sherry too. And you were like, oh my God, we're best friends.
That's basically how it went. And so one of my friends was sitting across the aisle from me and we're like, we got to get some guy to buy us shots. Like, that's our goal for the entire weekend. So
you have to get a guy to do it.
We have to. So
hold on, real quick, before we go any further, like, why were you going to Vegas in the first place again?
Because one of my friends is planning to have her third baby next month, or start trying for her third baby.
So it's a celebration.
Celebration of going, hey, my husband's dumping his loads inside of me. Let's go to Vegas. Like, why were you guys going?
Yes.
She wanted to party before she got tied down with a third baby.
Makes sense. Okay,
hey, that's cool.
So me and my friend saw this young guy, right, probably about 28-ish, coming down the aisle, and we're like three rows from the bathroom. And we're like, we both put our arms across the aisle so he can't get past, and he looks at us and we're like, if you want to go to the bathroom, you have to buy us a shot. So
it would not get thrown off the plane. Could you imagine two dudes doing that? Hey, bitch, buy us a shot. They're getting thrown off. They're getting duct taped to their chairs.
He not only bought us shots, he bought the two ladies sitting next to me and one of the women in the rows ahead of us and himself a shot.
Whoa.
Oh, big
spender. It was so much fun. And then me and Sherry started talking about sleazedacks for some reason, so we started calling the African Americans behind us sleazedacks.
Come on.
What's a sleazedack? What? Yeah, I don't know what is.
I forget it sounds racist.
Very racist. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, I failed.
That's
hold
racism,
on.
Man. I love to racism, bro.
No, seriously, what is a sleaze deck?
Land of the Lost?
Dex. Yes.
Dex.
Oh.
It was before me. So we started calling them sleaze decks because we couldn't call them
African Americans.
Holy shit, you're racist.
Come on, Sherry. Really?
So, okay.
Is that better?
Yes. Sleaze decks are the... Yeah.
Did you think you were like speaking in code? Like, I'm sure they knew that you were talking. Hold on. Why did you hate them so much? Just because
Dax behind me get a job.
No, we were like, you're Sleaze Dax. Sleaze Dax.
Hold on. Why did you refer to them? Did they do something to piss you off, or you just happened to see him and were like,
or you just happened to be racist?
They're racist
told
people.
Us to be quiet. How dare them?
Oh, yeah. Even though you just said that the staff had to tell you four separate times to shut the fuck up.
Oh, no, trust me.
Women who just probably want to sleep.
My friends were really unhappy with me also.
By the way, just to give you guys a little bit of head, this is like 10 o'clock at night.
And we're like, it's 10 o'clock at night, we're going to Vegas!
I would have throttled you two if you sit in front of me.
Doesn't everybody
a
have...
fucking red-eye flight going to... I don't care if it's Vegas or not. Shut the fuck up. And you're, oh, my God.
We did not want to go, like, get tired and have to go to bed when we got to our hotel room. We're like, no, we're going to Vegas. We're rocking this. We're going to rally all night.
You were those people.
We did it all night.
How does Dutch have any moral standing when it comes to talking about behavior on airplanes? Have you not been thrown off of airplane flights and had the police meet you at the fucking Denver airport before?
That's
Come
a
on
good
now.
Point, Sean, but here's the difference. I wasn't rude to any other passengers, the people, the sky cunts that worked
so
on
mad. That's a good point, Sean.
Other passengers, I'm very courteous towards because I understand they have a shitty day, but when these assholes throw their weight around, that's a different thing. The fact that you had to get warned four times, Sherry, that's incredible. Anyways, we're focusing on one part of the story. There's a lot more going on here, so keep going.
Well, that was what better way to start off Vegas? So,
all right, so you landed. What happened?
We went out and had a drink or whatever, went back to our room, went to bed, whatever. So the next day,
you and Sherry or you and your friend?
Me and my friends. Okay. No, we parted ways. I was just texting Sherry a little bit ago. Like,
make out with her?
Oh, I got her number and she kissed me and it was wonderful.
Nice.
So,
nice.
The next day, sat by the pool, walked the strip, went out to an awesome lunch, whatever. And it's like 8 o'clock at night and we went back to our hotel room after dinner and my friends are like kind of falling asleep while we wait to go to this dance club called Hakkasan that we got free cover passes to because we're awesome. And we're sitting there.
Not like, because they give them to every girl ever that walks down the strip.
I know. Okay.
Awesome.
I know. Shut up.
You have boobs, you get them.
So my friends are kind of falling asleep on the bed. I'm like, look, you guys, you need to wake up and you need to go down with me because
you
if you fall
go
asleep,
down on me.
I'm going to go to a bar by myself and we don't need
and
that.
And I'm going
to
get raped and we don't want that.
I might, but you don't.
Sherry, be honest. Did you have sexual intercourse with a female?
I did not. Okay. But I did convince people I was a lesbian.
Okay.
And it was wonderful.
But that's not the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blastastic.
So we get in line for this rave and we're going down this elevator and it's creepy and blue and lit up and we get there and I ended up paying $16 for like a small rum and coke and we're like, hey, well, I guess I'm going to be sober because I'm not going to pay $16 per drink.
$16 for one drink?
That
sounds weird for Vegas. Even Vegas, like, really?
The only place you can sit at this club, it turned out to be a rave, but the only place you could sit were at tables where you had to get bottle service, and the minimum bottles were $250.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was bad.
You must have been.
Why didn't you just take drugs like everybody else at a rave?
I wish we would have. Like, we would have fit in much
better.
Because
she probably innocently found them on the floor in the bathroom, like, ooh, I should flush these down the toilet.
We wouldn't want a kid to grab one of these.
So,
think about the children.
We're dancing to like this bad music or whatever. Like, the DJ kind of sucked at first. We were waiting for Calvin Harris, who was like their huge like DJ.
You saw Calvin Harris in Vegas?
Yeah.
You did?
He's like one of the biggest DJs in the world right now.
Yeah.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just, you just on a whim saw Calvin Harris in a club. Do you understand? Like, that's cool.
For a drink to see him. So, there were these.
You have no idea what.
Was he good?
He's not like $16 drink good.
Not you. Shut up. Sherry, was he good?
Yeah. Like, the music got a lot better once he started.
No shit.
So,
really? I'm surprised by that.
So we were dancing, and there were these this group of Mexicans around us.
God,
and there
was one was like
young, and he was actually really cute.
We call them Weeble Wobbles.
Yeah, what alien race did you refer to them?
Yeah, I was going to say, what a strange farm thing did you record?
Oh, no, my racist comment is coming. Don't worry. So there was one that was kind of creepy. And the young guy's like sitting here like all over me. He is loving me. And I hold up my fingers and I'm like 26 because he's celebrating his 21st birthday. I'm 26. And he goes, no.
Hold on. Time out. All over you mean like he was just around and trying to talk to you, or he's actually groping you and filling you up?
Oh, no. He was dancing politely. Like, he was kind of a gentleman.
Dancing politely.
But he only put his penis on you 4 times like a gentleman.
With his pants on. It's very sweet of him.
5 is the limit for creepiness.
Right.
So later that night, my friends were like, blah, 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 those Mexicans. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they were like friends or family. My friends are like, well, how do you know that? I'm like, they were dancing by each other. My other friend goes, what she really meant is because they're all Mexicans.
You know.
So we listened to Calvin Harris for about an hour, and then we're like, this rave thing, it's not us. We're sober. Like, if we were drunk, this would be a whole nother experience. So we left and we went to Coyote Ugly across the street at the New York, New York hotel. And of course, like, here I am. I'm like, I got to hammer a couple drinks real quick. And then we also met up with some coworkers that happened to be there for one of our gradient events. And so they were down there, and I told them to come down here, and because they would buy us drinks on the company dime, no big deal. And so we have some drinks, and all you have to do to get on the bar to Coyote Ugly is go up to this security guy who's by a rope, and you just go like,
I want to dance. This is my chest, that's my birthday, and she wants to have a third kid, and her husband's fucking her now.
So he helps me up to the bar, and I'm sitting there, I'm dancing, I'm having a good time, and they're pouring, the Coyote Ugly girl is pouring shots down my throat, just like they did in the movie. And so later, like, when I get back on the...
You want to see my tits?
You want to see my tits?
No, ma'am, you're not letting... No, really, I want to show you, though. No, ma'am, you can't do it. Fuck you, here's my tits.
I was wearing like a one-piece dress. I would have had to like pull my entire dress up to do that.
I'm gonna pull my entire dress up to do this right now.
Dutch plays a really good drunk girl
because those
I've fucked a lot of them. So
so I go back down to the floor and I'm dancing with my friends again, and they're all like, "Ah,
he didn't want to see my tits."
They're like, God, something smells. And I'm like, yeah, something smells. They're like, oh my God, somebody ripped ass. I'm like, yeah, who would have done that?
Did you fart?
Is it you?
You farted on top of the Coyote Ugly bar?
It was deadly. It was. It snuck out. And my coworkers
that is hilarious, Sherry.
40, mid-40s maybe. They're like, oh my God, that's so bad. I'm like, whoever did that is so gross.
Like, meanwhile, her friends are like, oh my God, you guys see really? It was me. I was trying to get my dress up, but I farted. It was me. You smell it? It's bad, right? I think it was the clams we had at the last place. Calvin Harris stinks, by the way.
He smells so bad.
He looks nothing like that tiger in the comics.
I know, right? Or was that Hobbes? What was his name? I don't know.
Hodor. It was Calvin Hodor. Harris and
we
Hodor.
Totally went to Hodor with Royce and Marie. Oh my God, where's Mitch? I want to call Mitch.
Guys, emergency. I think I shit my pants.
So, and then I almost threw up at Coyote Ugly. So I was like, hold on, guys. Like, I need to.
You know
to
what, just, though? Everybody always almost throws up at Coyote Ugly.
Truth. So we were leaving, and there were one of those, like, ticket guys who, like.
Wait, well, hold on. Was it because you smelled your own gas, or was it
because of Coyote Ugly? We were the last ones in there, and it was amazing. I haven't closed down a bar in years.
You closed down because you ripped ass in there, and everybody just left. Fucking carpet bombed a place. Of course they left.
45.
Guys, I fucking lost it.
We leave and we end up walking out with the two Coyote Ugly girls. And I'm like, oh my God, you got like, I was like geeking out over them. Like, you guys are amazing. I appreciate what you did. You were so much fun. And they're like,
they weren't actually in the movie. They're just bartenders.
I loved it when you pulled out your acoustic guitar.
I don't know. I don't know why they portray you guys so weird in the Looney Tunes cartoons. You look nothing like that.
I don't think that guy had a real British accent. I really think it was bad.
So we're walking away, and there's those like ticket guys who like slap those strip club tickets against each other and like hand them to you.
They're strippers. They're for or escorts. Well,
these guys are not pretty. They were just trying to give us free cover. So they're like, strip club. And I was like, no. Like, I'm good. I don't need to see any strippers tonight.
I don't need a job. I have one.
He goes, it's okay. He goes, they're male strippers. And I was like, I'm a lesbian. And I grab my friend's ass as we walk past him and we walk away and she starts squirming. I'm like, you're going to blow my cover. So then we went to another bar back at our hotel with our coworkers.
Wait, you didn't end up going to the strip club? Why didn't you go there?
Because I don't know. We didn't. I'm sorry. I only like seeing naked people in our garage.
How do you like that's so creepy? DJs, the crop dusting, a well-known shut bar. Up. Fuck strippers.
You know how creepy that is if she says, I only see naked people in my garage? In any
hold
context.
Hold on a second. You know what? I did blow past that. I apologize, Roy. You're right. What the context, fuck is wrong with you, Sherry?
In any context, that's weird.
But that is weird.
But we know the right context and that she does boudoir photos.
But it just sounds so much creepier when you say, I only see naked people in my garage.
Dead.
I don't know. Why is this creepy?
Well,
so the next day, my last final funny bit of the weekend, my friends were tired. We only got 3-4 hours of sleep each night because you don't sleep in Vegas.
Because you kept farting.
Because I kept
story of my life, bro.
Sherry developed a farting problem. Sleep,
but it was like it hung on the sheets. Like, you got us. Did you eat crab? Like, what was that?
It was shrimp from Margaritaville. Shrimp.
From Margaritaville.
You ate shrimp from Margaritaville? Well, you deserve to have farts.
You know you were in a desert, right?
Yeah.
Where did those shrimp come from?
I don't know, but it was good. Until I farted.
Asshole explosions, shrimp.
So Britney Spears has a show.
Are you calling out shrimp?
And I would love to see her, but we didn't. And we were walking across the street to Cabo Wabo, and my friends, I'm like, oh my God, you guys, it's Britney, bitch. And my friend's like, Sherry, there's a child behind you. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. It's Britney. And she, like, I stopped. She goes, oh my God, Sherry, you can't do that.
Wait. So you saw Britney Spears or you just saw a picture of her?
Yeah, no, just I just cursing saw a picture in front of her and I was saying, it's Britney, bitch! And there were kids behind me and my friends didn't appreciate
it. It's Vegas. Okay, you're allowed to curse in Vegas.
Your friends are too responsible.
Yeah, tell them the piece of curbs.
Telling them not to curse in front of kids, yeah, not say, farting on the top of Coyote Ugly Bars.
No, this one was at noon, but you would be really surprised how many kids are walking the streets in Vegas all day with their parents, whatever. Oh, it's normal. Let's take our kid out at 3 o'clock in the morning in Vegas. No.
I would just boo at them.
And there were so many homeless people. There were three types of homeless people. Can I tell you what they are quick?
Sure.
Sure.
There's the ones that are like
a fire type, an earth type, and a wind type.
No. Those are Pokemon.
Pokemon. I'm sorry. I apologize.
There's the ones that are making, flowers and crosses out of palm leaves and selling them. Respectful homeless person because they're working for their money.
But they're stealing the palm leaves.
And working for the weekend.
There's a second one who are homeless, need money, 19 years old, whatever. There's a third one that's not going to lie, need booze.
So you gave the booze to the booze ones?
No, how was I going to share my booze with them? Are you kidding me?
She paid $16 for it. She's not going to share.
Get your own booze.
Do you know how expensive booze is in this town?
So, yeah. Now you can go back to talking about Frozen, but I had to tell you these because I was telling Mitch about the farting story, and I was like, yeah, I never told my friend.
Oh, by the way, you know how she has a habit of not telling me super important things? Like, hey, guess what? I saw Calvin Harris in Vegas.
I guess I didn't know that was a big deal.
I didn't know that until now.
I didn't know that was a big deal.
I was going to say, the first half of your story was about you and your dumb plane ride with stupid Sherry number two. You failed to mention to Royce or to Mitch that your
You saw this literally one of the biggest DJs in the world.
Well, I just thought he made underwear. I left early. I just thought he made underwear.
That's Calvin Klein.
Whatever.
Oh, fuck it. Whatever.
Oh, when we were leaving that rave, it was
weird.
We
had
to go down all these stairs and we thought we went down like underground, but apparently we were like mid-level of the hotel raving.
You find the most uninteresting parts of the story to like make it try and sound interesting. Oh yeah, by the way, it was Calvin Harris or something. By the way, we went down a whole lot of stairs and we were in the middle of the hotel. I didn't teach you. We didn't give you a class on storytelling.
The biggest DJ in the world. I didn't know it, but it's like I don't give a shit. It's what?
Fuck
like,
that. There's a ton of stairs.
$16 for a drink.
Oh my god.
It's like $16.
And then we were like invited to this acoustic set. The guy's name was like Paul McCartney or something. Whatever. It was fine.
Whatever. I don't know. Fuck yeah. Whatever.
Only here's the thing, Sherry, is that if it was $16 a drink, then you should have like, you know, saddled up to some sugar daddy and had him buy drinks for you.
Stupid ass.
I went up to my friend and he goes, "I'll buy you a drink." And I was like, "How does she know it's not roofied?"
And he walked away. Have you ever been outside?
I had an Indian dude buy roofies.
Okay, unless you're Bill Cosby, roofie isn't a thing.
She was probably really.
Be honest here.
Was it like 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
No, this was at like 11 o'clock at night. So 11 o'clock Vegas time.
Oh, as opposed to 11 o'clock other
time. No, because then it would have been like 1 o'clock here in Minnesota time or 2 o'clock in Florida time.
Is that how time zones work?
Either way.
Random side note. So Jesse, the girl that called in earlier in the show.
The Body Ventura.
To put it in perspective of how adorable and good looking she is, she just messaged me saying a photographer from the Tampa Bay Times is messaging me asking to publish a picture of me at the Rave of Thrones from Friday night.
Are you serious?
Probably, yeah.
What was she doing?
Nothing.
No, she was dressed up head to toe as the Khaleesi. Mother of Dragons.
It's you have something like, you know, okay, we're either going to get sued by this or we want to put that person's name on it. That's the only reason why you're trying to contact people.
Tampa Bay Times.
The newspaper, the Tampa Bay newspaper wants to, I guess they're doing an article about it. And I guess they picked one of her photos.
Of course.
Because she's the most photogenic person on the goddamn planet. All right. Anyways, continue. I just thought that was funny.
So, hold on. Now, what happened to the guy who was apparently politely all over you, Sherry? Did he just disappear? Like, why didn't you get him to buy you drinks?
No, we disappeared. Well, because, I don't know. It scares me for a guy to bring me a drink. Like, without me being there. Like, I'd rather...
I know, she hits me every time I try.
She's just like, Mitch, no!
Sherry, why wouldn't you just walk with him to the bar? That way you could see that it's not roofied. Right.
Because I'm not as smart as you, Royce.
No, it's not.
No, not as you. Just cut that part out of the sentence. You're not smart.
It's
not, like, why wouldn't you just do that?
It's not science. It's just like, all right, yeah.
Very simple.
Let's go get a drink. And if you're really worried about that, walk up there and order a beer. That way you know nothing's no problem.
Oh my God, like a Bud Light was like $10.
Okay, but if he was paying for it, doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
Was it a case?
Get a shot. Get a bunch of shots.
Everybody.
I wish I was smart as you and handsome. I wish I was as good looking as you were.
Here's the thing. Is that
not
like,
as big of a
when
slut.
You were single, before you met Mitch, did you go party at all?
What?
That's the answer, I think. That's the best answer you're going to get.
I guess.
What?
Yeah.
What he said was, before you were dating me, did you ever go out and party or do anything?
What?
Oh, I closed down a lot of bars.
Yeah,
I used to kill deer by farting on them.
Hey, you know what? You smeared shit all over a bathroom. I think we're equals here.
Oh, no, I'm a guy. I'm allowed to.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you smeared shit all over your pants at Coyote Ugly.
Here's the thing, though. You don't think that they were trashing me every 3 seconds after I told that story on the air? Yep. You're under the bus right now, so just deal with it.
That's fine.
What?
And unless my friends are listening, which I doubt they are.
They'll never know.
That is awesome, though. I love that.
My coworkers don't know. I mean, I'll tell them like a year later. I'll be like, guess what I did.
I'm going to tell them tomorrow.
Al, please, Mitch, please do and film the reactions. They're like, oh, wow, we used to like Sherry.
Till she started farting on bars.
Hey, Jay, remember you were
it was
Vegas
on the floor.
And you smelled that terrible fart at Coyote Ugly's? Yeah, that was Sherry.
What?
Wow. Now here's a. I actually have. I just knowing because I have a feeling that my girlfriend Zalette is very similar to Sherry in this way. Mitch, how many text messages did you get from her during this night? And if you do, you have them?
I didn't get many.
Any like drunken text messages from her?
No,
my phone was dead, and I was. I mean, no offense.
Oh man,
I was busy. I was partying.
She was.
Well, we all know Sherry's a great drunk text messenger. So.
Oh, I'm a wonderful.
But you didn't do it this time? Oh, man, I wanted to see like from the other end of perspective.
Oh, I think D sent me some.
Oh, no. I was pretty drunk, and there were so many Indian guys, and they kept hitting on me.
Do you mind if I played one or two of them? I think
you are Indian. Yes,
hello, pretty lady. I own two 7-Eleven franchises.
His name was Pem. He was like, hey, you want to get high? And I was just like, fuck yeah, because I thought he meant weed.
Meth.
And so we walk away, and he's like, I buy you a drink. And I'm like, wait, what? What kind of drink? And he was just like, whatever you want. And I'm like, oh, but... Mm-hmm. And he kept putting his arm around me, and he's like, you want to make out? I'm like, no, that's my boyfriend. And yeah.
You want to make out?
Yeah, he asked.
That's a great line.
Come on, buddy.
I've actually used that before and it's worked.
It was so awkward.
Come on, buddy. Make out a little with me. Just a little. Just come on, buddy. A little.
Buddy. I go back to the bar and there was this other Indian guy. And like I was just waiting for my drink and he was wearing a Mass Effect shirt. And I was just like, oh, nice shirt. And he was like, oh, yeah.
Ah, you idiot. That's on you, moron. It's on you.
He spent the whole, next 30 minutes talking to me about Mass Effect.
She was gone forever. John turns to me and goes, what happened to Dee? I was, I don't know. I think she went to the bathroom. Maybe she went to get a drink. She's gone. And I go look around the corner, go over by the bar, and there she is. And there's this fucking dude, like, hovering over her. I was like, I'm going to go pee now. She'll be all right. She's a big girl.
So anyway, I did all three alternate endings of it. And I'm not really sure which one I like the most. When I make Commander Shepard, though, I always make Commander Shepard as a female because I believe in female equality. So anyway, what do you think about them making a Mass Effect 4?
What? I can't hear you. It's loud in here.
I was actually just like, okay, well, I got to walk away now.
Yeah, that's good. I'll walk over there with you. Anyway, who's the guy you let die? Like, I always choose different people.
Oh my god.
And then you go, oh, this is my boyfriend Sean. That's cool. Hey, you play Mass Effect? And then he clicks on it.
Because I didn't give a shit. I was just like, D, go run around and be drunk and married. Because she was pounding drinks and
was
a little tipsy.
I was a little drunk. The bartender was really hot, so I kept buying drinks. I was just like, I would like all the booze, please. I was like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, Long Island iced tea. It's all booze.
What? Okay, I found him. I found him. God, we talk a lot. All right.
Do you want to do this after the break real quick? A little teaser?
I don't know if it's going to work or not.
Go ahead and do it now.
All right.
I drank so many drinks. There's so much booze in them, and I drink it all. And this guy was like, oh, you should tip the bartender. And I was like, I did tip him. You should tip him a lot. And I was like, I know. Why? Just because he's cute? Fuck that guy. I get dick from another source. I don't need this bartender. Fuck him.
Oh yeah, the guy's buddies were there and they were kept trying to get me to tip the guy more and I was like, fuck you, I'm not tipping him more. Fuck him. I'll get booze from another source.
I like you're a one word drunk person. Whereas you basically take an entire sentence and make it into one word because you don't really take a break in between. Everything just kind of blurs into the next syllable. That's awesome.
All right, I have one more, and if you want you can go to break right after it, Dutch.
Sure.
So apparently I'm really hot to Indian dudes because every fucking Indian dude in this bar hit on me, and the one guy bought me a drink and I felt really bad because I was like, he was like, oh, you want to get high? And I was like, fuck yeah, but it was just booze. And I was like, oh, I'm not getting high, it's getting drunk. You stupid Indian, don't you know anything?
fucking Indians. Anyway, and then fucking Basmati 10 over here was talking to me about Mass Effect for like 30 minutes. So I was like, you know, we're at like a bar, right? And I don't know. Anyway, but I didn't make out with any Indian guys because they smelled funny. I mean, I don't even mean that to be racist. He just smelled funny. Like, he literally just smelled like he bathed in fucking curry and cumin. Fucking curry motherfucker. I don't even know.
No!
More like radio, less like crap. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the
Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep beat.
You're listening to Atomic Cast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange room.
More radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only 11 bucks per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to nobody. Absolutely nobody.
Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Boys,
I got pink. I told Aaron, yo, I got pink.
I got pink.
I'm gonna smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread. You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on Warlike Radio.
Ermagerd! I just ordered my Ermagerd Curfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Silverman. If you're considering taking out a payday loan, I'd like to tell you about a great alternative. It's called Anything Else. The way it works is instead of taking out a payday loan, you literally do anything else. Sell your sperm, sell some blood, throw yourself in front of a rich guy's car. He'll throw money at the problem just to make that shit go away. Are you an old person and need money? Take things. You're old, no one's gonna stop you. You're not gonna go to jail. Go to the grocery store right now, fill up a cart with everything you need and walk the f*** out of there. You know what? People will pay you to pee on them. That's true. Duties, too. Duties are more, like double. I know this for a fact. It doesn't matter, but it's something that you have to do every day anyway, right? By not doing it, you are literally flushing money down the toilet. It's irresponsible. There's money inside of you. It's like Dorothy having the power to go home the whole time. The point is, no decision in your life will be worse than dealing with these payday loan motherfuckers. They're motherfuckers. They're of mothers. So if you're thinking about getting a payday loan, just simply pick up the phone, then put it down again and do literally anything else. Do it now.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce. Here at morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. If you want to call the show when we're live, obviously every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern time here on MoreLikeRadio.com. During the week, if you're not catching us live, you can hit us up on Twitter. Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Chim Heil, Hippo Juice Sean, More Like D, and Dalai Lama.
Whoop.
Did I get everybody?
Yay.
Yes.
Wow, that's like the first time I've ever gotten all those right.
Good work, buddy.
Holy shit, Derek Rose is going to need to go another surgery for tearing.
Did he get hurt again?
Meniscus, right there. Tearing his right meniscus.
Is he out for the season?
Out, done. Another surgery again.
What a fucking weak dude.
He has weak meniscuses.
Poor Chicago. They have to deal with Jay Cutler and Derek Rose.
And living in Chicago.
There's that too, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes there's parades with Ferris Bueller in it.
That was one time.
Yeah, in the
80s. One time.
It's not a normal thing.
It's not a monthly. It's not a yearly thing.
You sure?
If it was, it would just everybody would get very tired of it.
Huh.
Much like the real Ferris Bueller, Matthew Broderick. Everyone's kind of really tired of him.
Is he still with Horseface? Are they still going
strong? Yeah.
Oh. Speaking of which, do you want to talk about Neil Patrick Harris and the Oscars?
I do want to talk about the Oscars.
We addressed it a little bit at the top of the show, but yeah, let's dive in.
Let's dive. We dipped our toe right in.
Let's get both of our four fingers on each hand and just spread it open and just really get in.
Are we still talking about diving?
I'm looking at a website.
Oh, okay. Ooh, ass diving.
Okay, so yeah. I thought, first off, Neil Patrick Harris, I thought he was good. I thought he did really good.
I have always liked that guy.
And what I say is not just because of the writers. There's some things in the improv that were really funny.
Like the it takes a lot of balls to wear that dress
was,
joke?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
But here's the thing, though, dude. I don't know if you guys caught this when you got, because I watched it while it was happening as well. He, even like the really cheesy jokes, he delivered it in a way of like, this is a bad line, but I'm delivering anyways because I'm Neil Patrick Harris. Like he did it like, and it's very, I don't know if you guys caught on to any of that, but like he had a very specific way of delivering the really bad jokes as well.
And the only other upside for me was Lady Gaga at the end was fucking really good.
Now, what are the Oscars?
Sean, you're taking everybody backwards now.
You live in the garbage. Like,
the Oscars like, were the things that our super best friend Phil Lord and Chris Miller
Phil Director
Phil
Lord.
Phil Director Lord.
Phil Director.
What?
They weren't invited to it. But their stuff was there and performing.
And Lady Gaga
what
doing the
stuff
sound.
Was there?
Lady Gaga doing the Sound of Music medley at the end was really good.
Yeah. I am so excited for Lady Gaga to reverse Miley Cyrus her career.
Yeah. Twice in one night, we got to use that drop.
Yep. She went from wearing meat dresses to cleaning up to look like Glinda the Good Witch of the North, singing Julie Andrews's Sound of Music in the most. She transformed into a beautiful butterfly.
Now my
she really is trying to like change her image and from being just like some kind of an EDM pop princess to something more classy. I didn't like any of the Tony Bennett nonsense that she's been doing lately. But yeah, like you guys were saying, the Julie Andrews thing, that bitch can sing. I don't know why we're all surprised. We all knew she had a good voice, but I didn't realize she had that amount of range.
It was a very satisfying thing where it's like, you know, she has a good voice, but you've never heard her sing anything serious to validate what you knew.
Right.
So the other, my problem is everything else. It didn't feel like an award show. It felt like a rally for different causes where they happen to give out awards once in a while.
Yeah, that's every Oscar.
No. This was the worst to date.
Really?
Dude, they had a Ferguson dance. They had a dance for Ferguson. And John Legend and Common basically took credit for solving all the racism in the planet. It was terrible.
During that performance, Royce and I, well, we were watching the Oscars in a little Oscar viewing party. And it was like, we were trying to find if there were white people in the crowd
there
singing
was a
behind
white
them.
Guy.
Because we're like, okay, this can't just be a crowd of black
it's
people singing
so
about
funny
black
that
people.
You said that. Keep going. I'm sorry.
No, so we were just obsessed. We're like, there's a white person. There's a white person right there. Is he singing? No, he's just standing there. There's a white person over there. It's okay.
The white
it's
people
fine.
In the background were not allowed to sing. The only people were allowed to sing.
Did you notice that? You noticed that, right?
I weren't singing.
I was yelling that at the screen. Because
they didn't
like,
know the words.
What is wrong with you? And I was just like, no, you don't understand.
So the Ferguson rally, fine. Then the fucking pay equality for women. Meryl Streep, do not pretend. You make more than your husband, Meryl Streep.
It wasn't Meryl Streep.
Up.
It was,
I'm sorry.
Meryl Streep got up and was the loudest one cheering about
no,
it.
I'm
it
sorry.
Was,
Patricia Arquette.
Right.
That's what it was, yeah.
It was Patricia Arquette, but you know, it was exactly ugh. That. It was the people in the audience that were getting up and cheering and clapping her as if they don't make millions and millions
we're
and millions
stars,
of dollars.
And we feel bad for you little people. We're going to help.
The last
I didn't
thing
realize
you hear,
there was pay inequality in Hollywood with females and males. I'm pretty sure.
No, but they
right
met
down
in
the
general.
Middle.
But
right,
no, they're fighting the fight for everybody.
But the good last fight. Thing you want to hear.
But it's an award show. It's like everybody hates going to a Pearl Jam concert and having Eddie Vedder talk about corporations in 45 minutes.
Eddie Vedder?
Eddie Vedder is a midget Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
The Italian midget Eddie Vedder.
The last thing you want to hear is a celebrity who makes millions of dollars talk about pay inequality.
Yeah.
It's like hearing a fat guy telling you how to lose weight. It's like, fuck you.
Shut up. You don't know anything, Jon Snow.
Lay off the I'm starving.
So, you know, how many different issues were there? There was the suicide one, the rape one, the pay quality.
Wait, there was a rape issue?
Yeah, the black one.
Whoa.
African-American one. There was John Legend of Zelda singing with Common Core math problems. They solve racism.
The one thing that Kelsey and I both noticed was like, this song, when John Legend and Common got up and did the Glory song, it was like, dude,
Glory Hole.
Does Common have to get up that much? I mean, he's in a tux. Yes, he doesn't have to do his right hand going all over crazy. Nope, like,
had to.
It would be a lot more powerful if he would just stood still walked Stanley and rapped it that way.
Nope.
A lot more people.
Who was it that said it? And somebody goes, somebody in the Oscar party goes, fight the urge to grab your crotch, Cromin. This is a serious song. Fight to grab the urge to grab your crotch, Cromin. Come on.
Cotch Cromin.
Shut up.
Yep.
You were botching left and right, my friend.
I know. I'm Cotch sorry. Cromin. So, focus on that now.
I love the fact that every time that they did something about black rights, they panned straight to Oprah in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
For a reaction.
There was a lot of panning to Oprah. Like, everyone had to make sure Oprah approved.
Did you see the size of her tits?
Well, she's in the color purple. Of course.
Whoa, the African American of purple.
Oh my god!
He said it with a U.
Okay, that's fine.
Mall in the chat. I guess I didn't know this was a meme, but apparently it was a meme. Is a screen cap of John Travolta looking lovingly at Benedict Cumberbatch from the seat behind him.
Oh my god! It's Barrel Cum Satchel, or Butterscotch Candy Batch, Bumper Stump Cabbage Patch. Bit. Bumblebee Crumble Bath, Bass Drop, Crinkle Snitch,
the ones that he said, I'm pretty sure
Bandicoot, Crumbly Cake.
Do you remember that bit that we did?
Yes.
Yeah, but no. But to be fair, people have been making fun of his name for a very long
Joel.
Time.
I know, it's just hilarious. Like reading it.
Joel, I'll break the fourth wall for you a little bit. No.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. I don't care.
Royce was reading from a website that was a Benedict Cumberbatch name generator.
Oh, man, I thought you were coming up with that shit at the top of your head.
I never claimed that was. You believed it.
Man.
Not once.
I'm taking my last back from that day.
Go ahead.
Taking them back. He's taking them all back.
Taking them all back.
N-word back. Son of a bitch.
I'm going to tell John about it, too. He's going to be so depressed.
No, he's going to go to the website and be generating names all day and giggling.
He's not going to be depressed. You're right. John is going to sit there going.
No, that's not John's laugh. John's laugh is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, that is.
Oh, God. Several times this weekend.
How fucking. By the way, can everyone in Hollywood just be like, "All right, Travolta, stop with the wig"?
No,
like it's so obvious that it's a wig. Everybody knows it's a wig. Everybody's seen pictures of him being basically
a basic
this side of grandpa bald. I mean, he has no hair left, and he's trying to wear that and pulled off. Like, hey, I'm Pulp Fiction.
Dutch.
That's my hair.
They don't need to worry about it because they're all actors, so it's cool to pretend like they don't notice his wig.
You saw Sean Penn got in trouble for saying who gave this guy a green card, joking around about the Mexican director.
Yeah, and from what I read, I guess they're like really good buddies.
Yeah, but my point is that I'm just laughing that he's getting a taste of his own shitty medicine, like Cammy said in the everyone's getting outraged, like, oh, you shouldn't have said that. And then people were giving Neil Patrick Harris shit because he made there was a woman who, if you didn't see it, who went to receive an Oscar, who had like a bunch of furry like balls on her dress. And Neil Patrick Harris made a comment, it takes a lot of balls to wear a dress like that.
Yeah, when I said
but
it earlier.
They're giving her shit on BuzzFeed because she said it after she dedicated the award to her son who committed suicide.
If people who are funny can't be funny in those moments, like, come on.
But
who gives a fuck about what they're talking about?
The thing is with her is like, whatever, her son committed a suicide in 2005, but she made a documentary about him, whatever, but like, she laughed. She thought it was a funny joke.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is getting upset about it. People that
how about the joke he made about Eric, the Snowden? Apparently, I guess there was a documentary about the Snowden guy, the guy who leaked all the government documents. And he said that, Eric Snowden couldn't be here for some treason.
That's pretty funny.
And I guess the guys who directed the movie, like, got all butthurt. They got butthurt about it. And, you know, like after the fact, mm-hmm. It was just like, shut up.
Like, you don't think he's going to be able to make it. Dude, he's not a comedian, but he's a comedic actor. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of those kind of guys. He's allowed to say things like that without having people get butthurt about it.
Say that.
I'm just fucking sick of everybody in Hollywood talking down to everybody. Like, they talk down. It's like, they're fighting these things that nobody asked them to help with.
No one cares about them.
They're like Brent, the character Brent. They help you and no one asked you for it. Leave me alone.
Well, that's because they have to give their money away for tax purposes.
That's a good point. And John Travolta, they
have to.
And John Travolta needs a place to show off his new hair, like Dutch was saying. So, good point.
It's just the worst.
Did you notice the
or maybe his hair was a tribute to the Lego movie because it did look like Lego hair.
It did look like Lego hair. Did you notice the music play out situation where the one French guy
didn't care,
realized that he could just keep talking after it crescendoed and they just had to start over trying to play him out, and it did it three times. And then afterwards, everyone realized, oh, I can go past the play out music. They're not going to kick me off. So then they kept doing the play out music over and over again. And they were about
that thing went like 45 minutes over the time limit. And it was a 3 hour show. And it went three.
It always
hours
goes over
45
it
minutes.
It always goes over.
But this one felt like it went over a lot longer because of the reason Marie just said.
The saddest meme that was out there afterwards is the gif of Michael Keaton putting away his acceptance speech for best film, for best actor.
Oh, I saw that too.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I think, by the way, did you guys see Birdman?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, Kelsey and I saw the day before. The only thing that threw me off of that movie was the stupid, like, you know, jazz drums in between each scene. Oh, that got annoying after a while.
Yeah.
And they actually made a joke about it in the show, like when Neil Patrick Harris got like a new underwear.
By the way, I want to point something else, Dutch, because we always like.
I want to fuck him too, right?
No, yes, that. But also, I want to point out that the guy who does the voice for the yellow M&M and J. Jonah Jameson has an Oscar, and Leonardo DiCaprio still does not.
All right.
Just want to put that out there.
Everyone, okay?
He's never been in anything worthwhile. I mean, if he'd make a good movie every once in a while, maybe.
Inception, you dumb big boobed idiot.
Nothing he's ever been in is good. Yeah. Not.
He made that fucking.
You didn't like Inception.
I'm being sarcastic.
He's in Growing Pains.
She's being sarcastic. He was in The Departed.
I love The Departed. I love Leo. I was being.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron launched his career.
That's all right.
That's right. Leo owes Kirk Cameron a thank you letter.
Yes, and Alan Thicke as well.
Yeah, and Alan Thin too. And Robin Thicke.
Alan Robust.
The irony of all that is that Kirk Cameron is making more money because of he has these back end deals with all these Christian movies that he makes, and
there's
every Christian
no
in the
way
world
he's
buys them.
Making more money than Leonardo DiCaprio.
There was something. I think we talked about this a while ago. Like the amount of the back end money that he makes
net
for these
worth.com.
What are they called? The apocalypse movies, where it's like
Left
basically
Behind.
The only thing that's left behind series.
Yeah.
Like he has a producer, whatever credit. Like he's basically making 50% of what that movie makes. Or whatever to those things. I think that's what I read.
Hooking up with DJ Tanner too, so that's pretty cool.
I think that
I'm going
Christ
to
scared the shit out of me.
I'm going to go to Celebrity Net Worth and check how much Kirk Cameron is worth and how much he is worth.
I'm looking at that Neil Patrick Harris wiener in the chat room.
Yeah, I got to give it to NPH for walking out on stage in his tidy whities.
Nice wiener, bro.
Speaking of needing balls, having balls.
Yeah, bulge.
Kirk Cameron.
He's packing.
Net worth. Kirk Cameron.
I think there's something going on there.
Kirk Cameron is worth $20 million.
I think he had a ball stunt double in there.
Think he was stuffing?
Not stuffing, but like it's not stuffing like the obvious putting a sock in there.
Okay,
there's
Dutch. Something. Dutch. Kirk Cameron, $20 million. Leonardo DiCaprio, $220 million. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay, I don't know what I was reading then.
Is worth $200 million more than him.
Okay.
Give or take $200 million.
That's debatable. There's no science behind that.
It's not. It's math. It's just simple math.
It got to the point with every single Oscar that was passed out. We're like, you know, Leo doesn't have an Oscar yet.
Yeah.
This guy has an Oscar.
Everybody
and Leo doesn't have an Oscar.
It's hilarious, the people that
that's
have an
so
Oscar.
Sad.
Maybe he'll get an Oscar for not getting an Oscar. Is that a category?
Like, yeah, he has to die. If he dies, that motherfucker's still going to get an Oscar.
It's true. But, you know, and then we tried to reassure ourselves that Leo's not too sad about it. They're like, no, he's probably like fucking like 20 models right now on his yacht. He's fine. He's probably not sad about this. He's really sad.
He's
about
super
this.
Sad. You know
he's
he
so
is.
Sad.
You no amount of pussy fills that Oscar hole you have inside, buddy. Doesn't matter.
He just stares at himself in the mirror and it's just like, you're the worst.
Fuck.
You don't have an Oscar yet, do you, Leo? No. It's what drives him. The minute he gets one, he's just going to make shit movies.
He just makes a new Transformers from then on.
He immediately picks up Dumb and Dumber 3.
It's part of his contract with Scorsese. He can't get an Oscar until the last movie Scorsese makes with him. He's like, because he won't even try after that.
Nope.
Oh. Yo, you're real. D, you're a genius.
I know. I'm on to something.
This is all a conspiracy. All of it. There's a lot of Neil Patrick Harris going on in our chat, and I kind of like it.
I get it, Neil.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he could be a lot gayer.
I don't know, Sean. He's pretty gay.
Yeah, prove it.
He has a husband.
All right. Prove it other than that.
That's pretty strong evidence.
Yeah, I think he has three kids with said husband. Yeah.
Okay, now you're just showing off.
Like he was last night. Look at him.
Girl?
No, that wasn't. I think that's from he did the Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yeah,
that Broadway play about the tranny that had got half his dick cut off. I don't know. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
It's a Broadway thing. I don't know.
You wouldn't want me to get into details.
I know the play, but I don't know much about the play other than what
I
just said.
I love you.
Let me be.
All I need to
Kill it with fire.
Go ahead, Jess. Go ahead.
Revenge porn king Hunter Moore has pled guilty to Is Anyone Up nude picture hacking scandal. Do you guys know anything about isanyoneup.com?
No. Yeah, actually, Brainstu interviewed him, Hunter Moore.
Hunter Moore?
Yeah, Brainstu interviewed him before he went to jail.
They did? Oh, okay.
The interview's on YouTube. You can find it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, the quote, revenge porn king is headed to the federal pen. Hunter Moore, who forged reputation as, quote, the net's most hated man, agreed Monday to plea guilty to hacking identity theft for publishing new pictures stolen from email accounts of her unsuspecting victims, court documents show. So basically, for those of you who don't know anything about this website, it's basically guys who get broken up with by the girlfriends, whatever, at least that was the whole point of the site, was you're supposed to submit nude pictures of your ex-girlfriends and the site would put them up there. So right. The whole, you know, and it really got popular for a little while there. But let's see. The site even matched the humiliating images to victims' social media accounts in an extra cruel dose of public shaming. Wow. So not only would they do that, they would be like, hey, by the way, this is the girl's Twitter and Facebook.
Wow.
Moore was busted in January of 2014 for paying a hacker to snatch additional photos from compromised Yahoo and Gmail email accounts. He agreed to plea deal on Monday for the play. He will face 2 to 7 years. No, but dude, this guy, the reason why I think he was the most, you know, quoted the most hated guy on the internet, like he was so brazen about it. Like women would like contact him and be like, please, for the love of God, could you take this down? You know, like,
and then he would post screenshots of it. Yeah.
Girls would like kill themselves over this whole thing. Oh, he'd be like, good. They're weak pieces of shit. Like he was one of those kind of guys that was like, fuck you and fuck them and fuck every girl that's out there kind of thing. And like he went on Anderson Cooper. He went on every news site and he was just as much of a brazen dickhead in one of those. Oh, hold on. Actually, I actually have a news story about this.
He kind of looks like Mitch from the side. It's bothering me.
He does look a lot like
Oh, no, Mitch.
Here, hold on real quick. I have a news story.
What are you
doing
with that fat cat, Mitch?
We have a fat cat, Mitch.
I love them big pussy.
We've been following this developing story. The man indicted for running a revenge porn website released from jail. We're going to check in with Nicole Comstock coming up at Sacramento County Jail. And again,
before we do that, I'm going to take another drink.
And say jail.
Earlier this evening after being indicted and all of this, we'll go to Nicole Comstock right now. Nicole?
Yeah, Stephanie, he's accused of stealing naked photos of women and posting them online without their consent. And tonight, the so-called revenge porn king finally got caught on camera himself. Now, we've been out here at the jail tonight since 5:30. And even before that, we were at the courthouse waiting for Hunter's release. and he smiled at a judge who approved his release on a $100,000 bond this afternoon. He did go into his parents' custody tonight, and his dad got into a scuffle against you.
Hey, watch out.
Yeah, any comment?
Hey, hold on. Hunter, did you pay for hacked photos?
Hey, y'all should be on me.
Let's go.
Okay, that was Nicole Comstock reporting again, where this man was accused of posting images in a revenge porn website.
Well, that was
it?
That was okay. That was the arrest. I don't think that was...
Yeah, okay. It just happened to be linked to the story. I figured maybe they would give us a little bit more, but apparently not. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're being lazy. Do our work for us, other website.
How many nude pictures... I mean... Just on a guesstimate, how many nude pictures of yourself do you think are floating out there in somebody's either text messages or emails?
Not enough.
That's a good point. Get on that, Mitch.
I'm trying.
But seriously, though.
I don't know. A lot, probably.
Probably a lot.
You send a lot of nude pictures? I mean, like, well, Royce, you guys have been together for a long time.
It's not the a lot. It's, you have to understand, it's not the amount. It's... one or two, it spreads. It doesn't matter the amount, you know.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, like, but it's like the Hunger Games. The more times you put your name in, the more often it is going to be coming up. Like, how many photos do you have out there in the Hunger Games bowl?
I have no clue, man. In my life, I have no fucking clue. A lot.
Do you have a number?
Do you have a number? I mean, I don't know. I don't have a number for you.
I would say, let's see. I probably have maybe, because I haven't done this a lot. I think I've only sent out about 5 dick pics.
Do I have all of them then?
Yes, you have all of them. Well, hold on. I didn't say ball pics. I have like 50 ball pictures that I sent to all of you guys. That was like a stage we all went through, which is essentially ball pictures.
Stage?
But I do have a sex tape that was, not sex tape, but like, you know, I got filmed. Sorry, Kelsey. I got filmed that I did.
Earmuffs?
Yeah. No, she's... She has actually had the headphones on, but anyways, it was on like one of those amateur couples porn sites, which is no longer existent, but I know it's still out there floating around.
Huh? I want to find it. Sean, find it.
This was, I want to say in like maybe 08.
Okay.
09, dude, and it was so long ago. I didn't remember the name.
What was
it?
It was like amateur.
It was like something along the lines of like amateur fuck couples or something. Like, wasn't any like thing. It was a website that like just deflated after like a year.
That's got to be like a needle in a porn stack.
That's my point. Is that I know that needle is out there, and like my nephew will randomly find it one of these days. Are you guys worried about any of that of your stuff getting out there?
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
How about this though? The revenge porn sites. Would you have put up pictures of any of your exes up there?
No, I don't. Never did that shit. Nah.
I would never do that.
No.
You wouldn't?
Nah.
It's fucked up.
Phone technology wasn't good enough by the time I had an ex.
That was my point. The relationships where I actually got hurt in. But yeah, we didn't have the technology to do it at the time.
So historically speaking,
treated me like super shit. I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't? You wouldn't put a picture of your ex's penis up there?
Never do that to someone. That's such a violation. Like,
it is a violation.
What if that ex becomes like rich or famous or somehow where you have to grovel your way back to them? And they'd be like, you can't because you totally posted pictures of them on the internet. And they're not going to forget that ever.
Plus, I would never want anyone to do that to me. Man, there's so many pictures of my tits floating around, I'm sure. I dated this guy. and I would send him a picture of my tits every Tuesday because it was titillating Tuesday. Every Tuesday at work, wherever I was.
What happened to titillating Tuesday? How come I've never heard about this before?
I'm getting robbed here.
You don't have a phone, Dick.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. I have Facebook, send it to me on there for Christ's sake.
Yeah, all you do with me is Wedgie Wednesdays, and it's getting painful.
This is fucking bullshit.
I don't like it. And Titty Twister Thursdays hurt. Stop it.
I don't want to use like someone else's thing. That's just cheesy.
Yeah, we recycle bits around here. Whatever.
Fine, Sean, demand fisting Fridays.
Wait, who's fisting who?
Does it matter?
Not really.
That's to me. You have much larger hands than I do. Much larger.
Oh, no. That's like something too large fitting into something too small.
Never heard of that.
No, I...
Sorry. Titty Tuesday, Dutch. That's where we were.
Did you just get distracted because Kelsey walked in?
Well, no, she's been here for a while, but she's hanging up curtains with headphones on.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
She's in her scrubbies because she just got off from work. So
that's good.
How many babies did you deliver today?
Only one.
Only one?
I was only there for an hour.
Gross.
Wait.
Well, what was the name of the kid? Deshonda?
Oh, my God.
She actually, I told her to start writing down the names of because you hear about those stories of people who like name their kids like a Ashole, but it's spelled asshole. Or
Absidy.
Absidy.
That was my favorite.
Absidy. A, B, C, D, E.
With the little thingy.
So with a little thingy above the E.
Oh, poor Absidy later in life.
I know.
What were some of the other ones you told me about?
Work that, Paul.
I guess Absidy will always be alphabetically first.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, so she said she's going to write down like a list of all the ridiculous names that she's forced to tell her kids, or not told, forced to go, here's your kid Absidy or whatever.
Oh, Famali. We thought we named the baby.
Famali?
Because it was a female. That was a good one. Oh, she's cool. Like, my baby's name is Famali. Like, no, that says female.
No, it's like hot famales, the candy that I like.
Yeah.
I love hot famales.
No, today's was cute. His name was Preston.
Oh, like Preston Blake?
Was he a duke?
Was he a white kid?
Yeah, I was going to say, was he an earl of some kind of a shire?
No. An earl of the shire.
What was the other one that like was like an urban legend, but you told me you actually... Oh, Shathede?
Bigfoot.
No, Shathede.
Slenderman.
But it's spelled Shitehead. Shithead.
That must be your other girlfriend.
Okay.
I heard another one. It was Arangelo.
Yeah, Arangelo and Lemangelo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Lemangelo.
My grandma went to school with a girl named Ima Pig. Her first name was Ima and her last name was Pig.
No, it's not.
Aw.
Why would they do that?
Story she's told me. I don't know, man.
People I remember my other one.
What was the other one?
Jam and Jesus, except it was Jesus. So it was Jam and Jesus, but really it was Jam and Jesus.
That was the first name?
The first name.
Jam?
Yeah.
Like Jamon?
Jamon. Jesus.
Jamon.
Wait, maybe it was Hamon, like ham?
Wait.
Ham no. Jesus?
It was Jam Jesus. And Jesus.
Hamon and Jesus?
No, ham you're thinking. Jesus. Joel's thinking of the story I told him the other day where the baby was born and the dad asked me, the father of the baby, he goes, so is today my baby's birthday or is it still the due date? And I just stared at him. I was like, today your baby was exactly born.
His birthday that person's a parent.
From
now.
They're going to raise a child. Yeah, and it was like their fifth one. So it was very confused.
It was their fifth one? You didn't tell me that part.
You serious? They all have at least
I figured it was
seven.
The first one.
No.
Like,
and he didn't
I was
know yet by
counting.
Then when their birthdays are.
Because I was telling her, I was like, maybe did you not like look at it? Did you not look at him and go, okay, what do you think the word birthday
hold
means?
Hold up. I'll get inside.
Due day.
Hold on.
You remember your due day?
Hold on.
His wife had probably been debating it for four kids.
No. Right. Here's the thing is all four of the previous kids had their deliveries on the expected due date. And this is the first time it's come up.
It's probably what it is.
First time it's been an issue. Been debating it. All
hey, Dutch,
day.
The due date's not for another 10 days, bro. Like, I don't know if I can give this kid a birthday
Dutch,
early.
Read the one in the chat room that I just posted the tweet.
Oh, read it.
Yeah.
Read it, Deshaun.
Read it.
Felony is...
Felony, wait, I'm assuming.
No, felony.
I'm sure they pronounce it felony. P-H-E-L-O-N-Y.
Is home and happy. Arian, that's kind of weird. And Nico adore her and held her. They've been big helps with their sissy. She's such a good baby.
Felony's a good name for a kid, I think. Or felony.
I don't think so.
Felony? I mean,
well, Arian loves it.
I'm a big fan of that Arian name.
you gotta love Nico, Arian, Felony.
Those are three very strange names for children.
Yeah.
For anybody. For pets, maybe. Nico. Come here, Nico.
I knew a cat named Nico once.
That's my nephew's name. Watch it. But do they spell it all weirdo like that?
Well, they're half Argentinian.
Oh.
N-I-C-C-O.
Oh, no. The So Unique Miracle Randall.
Don't do that.
Just these names
are good. I like these.
Sephiroth Andrew Martin.
I love Final Fantasy VII. Omar post that. Yeah.
Mitch, did you send a video?
Your Highness. Y-A-H-Y-N-E-S-S.
Your Highness?
Yeah, Your Highness. That's a good kid name.
Your Highness. That's like the joke from The Interview. They hate us because they ain't us.
What?
They hate us because they ain't us.
What's the anus?
Oh, my God. I'm not going to do The Interview bit. Are we done?
No.
Dutch? I
mean, well, obviously, you have something we want to move on to. What's up, Marie?
No, I was asking Mitch. He gave us a wibble-a-dee.
I do have a wibble.
Ooh, yay!
What's that again? What's a woobly-woobly?
We listen to better music than you, but this has become bastardized to just a bunch of guttural sounds at this point.
Really good music videos, I think.
What do we got this week?
This week we have Chris Holmes, and it's Let It Roar.
Chris Holmes, Let It Roar. Any background on this?
Apparently he's a singer of some other band. I don't remember what band, but he's part of a bigger band or whatever.
I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
I got it. Okay. I'll start playing it, I guess. Anything else to explain besides that?
No. Nope. Looks like it's about farts.
Here we go. Rocking. It's rocking.
Good so far.
I'm loving it.
A lot of boats, a lot of
dude.
Things.
Yeah. Very nautical.
Yeah, fuck you, man.
Like somebody's dad
smoking a vape. He's safe. That's good. That's gangster.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you don't want to die of cancer.
In North Carolina,
Myrtle Beach, motherfucker. Is there words? Oh. Okay. So why is Mick Foley making this song? Like, I don't know.
He's probably bored.
Why is he sipping tea?
Awesome.
There's no piano in this song. Why is there no piano?
You don't hear the piano because you're not a trained musician.
Yeah, that's apparently your not. Problem.
Kind of looks like Charles Manson.
Do you have a prosthetic leg?
Let it roar.
Ice cream.
Is he trying to be tough?
Man, this sounds nothing like the Katy Perry song.
Is he seriously trying to be tough, or is he ironically trying to be tough?
Of course he's seriously trying to be tough. He's wearing a jean shirt with no sleeves.
And his guitar says fuck off on it.
Yeah.
He's drinking tea and ice cream, playing the piano next to orchids.
You know he's badass.
This totally looks like metal. This looks like a parody, except jokes aren't coming out.
Oh, jokes are coming out. Are you listening?
Best rock video I've ever seen.
It's really good.
Did he have Tim and Eric make this video for him?
No, it would have been better than this.
Cuts would have been cleaner.
The thing is, this song sounds no different than any other normal metal band type song.
From the 80s? Yes.
Yeah. Like 87?
Not from 2015 when this came out.
Right.
This came out. No, they did.
Yeah, January 22nd, 2015.
From the album.
As in as in a month and 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look like really big fans of the Expendables.
He has Dimebag as his face. What?
What's confusing you, Dutch?
I don't know what to say. Like, don't like you goofing this shit. I don't know what to say right now. This is so bad.
Good, no, you mean?
Good.
He's a guy that likes to take everything seriously, from his hair to his beach shorelines.
And his tea.
Why so many shots of waves and rocks and boats? Like, what is this?
Because it's fishing where he now. Lives.
He's fishing. He's literally fishing on a
he's
metal
literally
video.
Literally fishing.
You don't stop your heavy metal?
No!
Now this is the video I like. Yeah, fishing.
Oh, but it's tough fishing because his jean vest has a middle finger patch on the back of it.
Tough fishing.
I know I...
Hard.
You don't like it roaring, Dutch?
I don't appreciate the fact that he has a chorus backing him up, but he's the only one in the video. Where are the other people yelling it from?
There's no band.
Then he just got wet while fishing.
He's wet while fishing. He has laser lights in his garage. Clearly he's not playing a gig anywhere.
He spent so much money on this thing.
Yeah, exactly. This is a well-produced video. At least as good as he can make it.
This is like something that like Kevin does on the side, and then as far as recording go, this is what Hammy does on the side, and those two kind of guys are the ones who would look at a guy like this and be like, oh yeah, we'll do this for $40,000, and they just make bank on some dumb idiot who thinks he's actually going to make his stamp on the music industry this way.
Well, he is. He's being aired on Dutch and Royce. I'm impressed too.
The elongated shot of him fishing with the middle finger jean vest. Ugh. I want to set that vest on fire while he's still wearing it.
So apparently this Chris Holmes guy is the front man for Wasp?
What is that?
No.
Yeah.
He is or was?
Was.
For what?
Are you serious?
That's what all the related videos are showing.
Oh no!
Oh no! That's even sadder.
Oh no!
What's Wasp?
No.
Okay, how about this? Okay, so like in the era
white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
No.
In the era of like let's say 80s. You remember how 80s metal bands were like huge for like a short amount of time?
I don't remember.
To make it like a relatable to you, Marie. Remember like when boy bands were the thing. Imagine Wasp is the Five of that generation. The baby when the lights go out. Like they had one song.
That's a great song.
Right. That was Wasp.
Gotcha.
Here you go. This is Wasp.
Yeah. Animal. There it is.
That explains why the video seemed both good and bad at the same time. Like, you could tell that the guy had done it before in some capacity.
It wasn't filmed on a GoPro.
Hey, that's not. It was two GoPros.
We used three establishing GoPro shots.
Which isn't bad. And then, you know, for the action shots, he just put it on his fishing rod, the GoPro, and swung it around.
Sounds legit, bro. Okay, not enough fishing in this
I've been
song,
listening
though.
To fucking this Wasp.
Whoa, Caucasian.
Sorry, I'm noticing these Caucasians.
So he's doing good though, right?
No.
He's doing great. The thing is, that music video was still 10 times better than the quality of Birdemic.
I don't know about that.
By the way, somebody made a Birdemic Birdemic poster matchup with Birdman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I see. Mitch, if you can find that, it was pretty funny.
Poor Birdman. Poor Michael Keaton.
Womp womp.
Does he have an Oscar, Michael
no,
Keaton?
No, of course not.
He Who didn't he win one win from
for?
Batman?
For Beetlejuice? No.
I think Ed Norton should have won, by the way.
For Batman?
No, I'm
That's
sorry.
That's weird. Ed Norton didn't play Batman. If he did, that would be amazing.
I was just going with our randomness that we had so far tonight, but no, as far as
Adam Sandler should have won for Batman.
Prove it.
As far as winning the Oscar for best supporting actor, Ed Norton should have won for that role.
Who
he was
won
such
instead?
A creep
for
in
Fight
that
Club.
Role.
He was really good in Fight Club. Yeah, you're right. He should have won for Fight Club.
No, Birdman, you dumb bitch.
Now, that's a documentary of Cash Money Records, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'll watch it.
Birdman or Fight Club?
Birdman.
Oh.
It's Little Weezy's dad. Like, don't
he
you know
doesn't
anything?
Even get it. He's not a wankster. He's a wankster. He's not cool like us, Sean.
The deep reference for you guys to try and shame me on.
No, it's not Birdman.
We're going to shame you for anything imaginable.
Bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. We be stunting?
Bling, bling.
Sorry, you know what? You're right. I should remember a 10-year-old reference.
You're goddamn right you should.
It's literally 2005, I think, is when that came out.
We've been doing this show that long.
There it is, Birdemic Man, or the unexpected virtue of an inconvenient truth. It's in the chat room.
Nice. Like that is great.
It was such a good movie.
Seems legit.
An inconvenient truth.
That was such a good movie, to give you a truth. A day without sex is day wasted.
Day wasted, man.
Man,
that's,
I can't.
Yeah, that's isn't that the other one?
I can't wait for Birdemic 3.
That one's gonna be good.
It's not announced, but I know it'll happen.
They were casting for extras here for sure.
A day without sex is a day wasted, man.
They were casting here for extras for Sharknado 3.
Ooh. Yeah.
So that's a thing.
Do they need a background tree?
I can't wait for Sharknado 3, because if it's anything like Sharknado 2, it's going to be even more stars are going to be in it. Johnny Depp may be in it at this point. They just keep upping the game.
Are you guys going to try to become background people?
Well,
for that,
I asked John if he wanted to. He goes, I only do feature work. He like was really condescending about it. I was like,
John's an elitist. Tell me he tried to get elitist on that.
He did. I swear to God.
We watched Crossboners.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And
I'm surprised John Cenzari doesn't have an Oscar.
I'm going to punch cakes in his face. Really?
I'm surprised he doesn't have autism.
I don't know. He's really buff. Oh, he does. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, he's super buff. But he still hasn't showed his tattoo to anyone in his family, and he doesn't wear his short sleeves around them, and he wouldn't let me tag him in pictures.
I saw the pictures of him recently. That he looks good in tattoos. Some guys don't look good in tattoos.
Yeah, good.
He pulls it off well.
Yeah, it was really well done. And he's so fucking buff. I'm sorry.
God, he was so freaking buff, I couldn't believe it.
I said that to him when I met him. I was like, oh my God, John, you're so freaking buff, I can't believe it.
He's like, get away from me, 90-year-old guy. Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask him if he's working away his troubles. Like, he just goes to the gym nonstop because he's sad.
He showed me his tattoo on his shoulder. His shoulder is the size of a fucking bowling ball.
It's ridiculous.
I was like,
he's
Christ,
a piece
John.
Of big boy.
Good for him.
Super sexy and buff with his tank top on at the rave.
How excited was he to squeeze your boobs?
He was so excited.
You let him squeeze your boobs?
I did.
Oh, his face.
Why did you let me do it? I guess I didn't ask.
You're a creep.
Because you were
that and I didn't ask.
Because you were
we were taking a picture and I just grabbed his hand and stuck it on my boob for the picture and he got all excited.
You were too busy chasing your phone down in the grass because Sherry threw it, remember?
That was the very last night of the event, but sure.
She did, though, if I remember. Sherry's a
John Super
no,
Bowl
I didn't.
Shoulder.
Actually, somebody threw it, and I was like, go get it. I didn't move. So.
The password is Joel.
I know.
I still fail.
He hates it.
I don't.
What?
Sorry, I'm just looking through the picture. I didn't realize that somebody put, well, Mitch, I don't know if you did it yourself, but you put your face on Neil Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was really funny. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just scrolling through right now.
In American Horror Story, I was like, more like Neil Patrick, scare us. Everyone high-fived me. It was really cool.
Nobody look at him.
It was a good one. No, we were just cracking jokes like that all night long.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Oh,
wow. Asshole.
Bad fingers?
That's what you get.
That's what you get for trying. You shouldn't have tried.
Yeah, it's now put now, that's dying on me. That's why I panicked.
Now put your acceptance speech back in your pocket, Keaton.
That was awkward, though, because after I saw it, I'm like, oh, he was so expecting to get it.
Yep.
Well, yeah,
especially
because it's
after
Michael
the director
Keaton.
Gets it, you know, like you're like, oh, yeah, I'm a shoo-in. I got it.
It's Michael
we should have John
Keaton.
Apologize for him.
We should.
We'll do it tomorrow.
So I have a question. Do any of you guys actually like Wes Anderson?
No.
Like personally? Because
I don't like any of his
films. Chiclet teeth? Oh. No, don't like it.
No, because I've just always heard like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Wes Anderson makes these movies. And I just like IMDb'd him a couple days ago. I'm like, I've never seen anything he's ever done.
You haven't seen Rushmore? Or
nothing. Did he do the what was that?
Life Aquatic?
Yeah, he did the Grand Budapest Hotel. Yes.
Okay, that was the thing that kept getting like a mention in every other.
So that's why I put it out on Facebook. I'm like, I've never seen anything Wes Anderson's done because I always thought he was this pretentious douchebag. So now I have to watch one of his movies to confirm.
And you're going to confirm he is a pretentious douchebag. His movies are very colorful.
So tell
his movies. His movies kind of look like you're in a Disney World ride. Like, they're very, very colorful, and they're very, like, all over the place. And Luke,
they're very Johnny Deppish.
Luke
and
Wilson's
I might lose my head
it.
On one of them.
Yeah,
they're very hipstery.
Yeah,
I liked Life of Pi.
Mr. Anderson.
I didn't understand the Royal Tenenbaums because I'm dumb and I don't get artsy movies. So.
Well, you could have just
artsy movies.
I didn't think it was funny.
You didn't
I just
have
thought
to say artsy movies. You could just.
I understood.
I know other stuff. Just not about
I understood Royal Tenenbaums. That was the movie where Luke Wilson. The only time Luke Wilson was ever good in a movie. Yeah, I know. And then after that, he was kind of a joke. And then he was doing Sprint commercials.
Never saw it.
Wait, so you're saying that in Marley and Me, that wasn't a very well delivered performance?
That was actually Owen, not Luke.
We're talking about Luke.
Well, then he was. So then he. Wait, that was the one that was in
Anchorman. He lost both of his arms.
Okay.
No, he did. That was Mark.
Okay,
not
fair.
Luke
hold on.
Orland.
I got to take something back. Luke Wilson was in Idiocracy, and that was a great
yes,
movie.
Yes, that's the one.
No, that was Joe.
I like money.
There's a lot of Owens out there.
Oh, I like money.
Name wait. 75 movies by that.
What
name,
Owen Joe. Are you thinking about?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of Fred.
Owen,
Fred,
Fred
Owen? Fred Owen?
Yeah. There's Fred,
Wilson,
Joe,
Fred Wilson.
Mark, Luke, and John.
And no, that's just in the Bible.
Matthew,
that's,
Mark,
you just
Luke
recited the Bible.
Well, that's what their parents were going for. That's what my parents were going for. And then they Yay. Started running out of names after 23.
Let's so. Name
Wait,
him.
Who's Joel in the Bible?
Where's Dutch in the Bible?
We happen to be a book in the Bible.
Joel?
Face. Yes. Yeah. Joel
really?
Is a book in the Old Testament.
Joel is a name in the Bible?
You're going to hell.
Can you yeah. still listen? No, I'm not. That's not real, silly.
It is.
I've Joel probably... is in the Bible. Are you sure
yes,
it's not
Joel,
pronounced
Joel? Joel is a okay, Old Zeus? Testament book in the Bible.
No way.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shout fuck.
Why would I make that up?
No, I'm just, I've honestly never, like, Joel?
Who on earth would actually call it? But no.
Joel.
In the age of technology, you can look anything up. Why would I even make that up?
I don't know. That's just weird.
You might try.
That does not sound like a Bible name. Like, they always sound all, like, grand, and then Joel.
Thanks, yeah. Deanna.
Like Matthew.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sound very Jewy, yeah. if you ask me.
Just thank you. I don't,
just
I don't
cousin
say.
Joel.
Should we read from the Book of Joel?
Yes.
The Book of Joel.
Only if it's
oh,
Pastor
sounds
Royce.
Awful.
Well, I mean, if okay, Joel 1:13-14. Dress yourselves in burlap and weep, you priest. Well,
what?
Well, is this legit or are you just making it
I
up?
I swear to God.
Because I've never read my own
wait,
book, so
wait.
I don't know, so I'm actually taking your
Here
word
you
for
go.
It.
Here's a link so you can see that I'm online.
Okay.
Joel means an invasion of locusts.
Did you look that up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Drunken locusts.
Dress yourselves in burlap and weep, you priest. Wail, you who serve from the altar. Come spend a night in burlap, you ministers of my God. For there is no gain or wine to offer the temple of your God.
Rain.
Announce a time of fasting. Call the people together for solemn meeting. Bring the leaders and all the people to the land into the temple of the Lord your God and cry out to him there. Yeah, yeah, it sounds like Dutch.
I feel like I got a lot out of that one. I feel like my book is very well succinct.
I'm so wasted, God.
I lied. You're one of the 12 minor prophets.
There you
Please.
Go.
Heal my liver.
But not a major
What does my name mean, though?
Why is Joel so important? The book of Joel's...
Book number one.
The book of Joel's importance to the canon of Scripture stems from its being the first to develop an oft-mentioned biblical idea, the Day of the Lord. While Obadiah mentioned...
See, now there's a biblical name.
Obadiah mentioned the terrifying event first.
Obadiah.
No, that's not. That's a
Stonier, son. Joel's book gives some of the most striking and specific details of the scripture about the day of the Lord. Days cloaked in darkness. Whoa, African Americans. Armies that conquer like consuming fire and moon turning to blood.
Whoa. That sounds Whoa! Like an awesome movie. Yeah.
That happens in April. Blood moon.
What did you find there?
Masculine. Well, and it comes from, really, it should be Yoel.
Yoel. Oh, I'm going to call
Yoel.
You Yoel.
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 What did my name mean? And now you're giving me noun verb. Just tell
Y-A-H-W-E-H.
Me what it says.
Y-A-H-W-E-H.
But you wanted to hand me the phone and say, hey,
well,
I found some.
It.
And I said, you read it.
Well, I can't pronounce it.
I can't read.
From the Hebrew name meaning Yahweh is God. Joel is one of the 12. So my name means Yahweh is. So basically God is God.
My way is better than Yahweh.
Hold on. My name God. Means I'm God, according to this.
Or the Yahweh.
That's what I'm getting from this.
I think it just made him more self-centered.
No, my name means God.
Well, now we know
that's
his
God means God. Joel.
Now we know the past. Now we know the new password for his phone is
hey,
God.
I am God.
Get on board, people.
Yahweh.
Y-A-W-A. Yahweh.
All right, well, this was a learning experience for Joel the Lord Van Wingerden.
Thank you, and I will be taking that along with being, and if you're going to say that from now on, it's got to be Dr. Pastor Joel the Lord Van Wingerden.
Oh, Lord.
America's Joel the Lord Van Wingerden.
I technically am a doctor and a minister.
You're so not either.
Where? A doctor asshole?
On the internet.
So instead of yelling, oh, God, now I can say, oh, Yahweh.
Yeah, that'd be
oh,
good.
You better.
Oh, Joel.
You never say, oh, God, or you say, oh, Mark, or any other name but me.
Really? So. He's an ass. That's not true.
Anyways, we should probably get... Wow, we're late.
Yeah.
You're late.
How many days? Oh, my God. Are you pregnant?
Better late than pregnant, I always say.
No, Marie, that...
Okay, no.
What was that?
Penis.
Pingus.
Are we wrapping up or?
Yeah,
better so, wrap it up.
So is that what's happening?
That's how you keep from being late.
That's why I asked Sean why you better.
You did?
You cut out.
Oh, sorry. Sean, why better?
I'm better than you because when I ask somebody a question, I make it audible.
Well, he's got a point.
I thought I did, but apparently it got cut out. I'm sorry for technology, Sean, you dick fuck. Why you better?
I'm better than you because Basmati M bought me a drink.
Oh yeah, Sherry, way better.
What?
Good callback.
That's good. That's very good.
Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because my head looks good on Neil Patrick Harris's dick.
That is true.
That's not a good way to phrase that. You could have said
that's the best way to phrase that.
I'm not just gonna let that go. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm keeping track of how many Oscars Leonardo DiCaprio has, which is zero.
So far, we're at around zero.
To say, not a lot of work going on in there. Roy's way better.
I am better than you because I found that black girl's butt. It was behind the dumpster. She left it there accidentally.
And I am better than you because I'm going to start a revenge porn site called isanyonedown.com. Hey, what up? High five.
No, so, you don't get off that easy.
You can't high five yourself. Yahweh.
I just high five Kelsey, so I'm good to go. Funny. Anyways, so we'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night on Hippo Juice, obviously here on morelikeradio.com from 7 to 9 p.m. And then if you guys want to catch the replay of this show, just look for anywhere that has podcasts or go to Vimeo.com and just search out More Like Radio. And you're bound to find any of our sites at, or at least just any of our videos or anything that we do. Just type in More Like Radio in Google and you'll find anything we have to do.
Oh, no. Did I break crazy stairs?
Anything else, you guys, before we go?
Live event. About the live event on 25th of April.
Yeah, you motherfuckers.
Thank you, Sean.
Be there.
Or be square.
Or be... killed in your sleep.
Say you're somebody going.
I don't know.
That's threatening our listeners. I don't know if that's a good thing. Like, I mean,
it's fine.
You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
It's fine. This is fine.
All right, you guys, let's get out of here. That's right. See you guys next week.